out of that's from my body. It's all the amplified sample. I'ma stop and drop when I wanna roll. Yeah, it's real simple. Talks all right, yes, I'm in on champagne, okay. Cause white girls won't go away.
Yes, dead, told you trip. I make it too deep. That's coming on. Then you need it stress. Mama kidnicks. Wrong ghetto smash. Lead free cigarettes. Not a bad day. The youngest, illest alive. All the world to the bay.
I'm just a step away from being America's most wanted. I'm off and told to cough. That's the route I go. I pull up at the studio. I'm getting blooded. Talk low or you'll be the next trainer to flow. Flex nothing less than epitose, or it gets to go. I just wanna kick a rhyme like my grandma. Sleep is like a soldier at war. Explosive and raw.
Duck down in this motherfucker once again. Follow my lead to get to the green. What a battle, what a fight. You are me, alright. You are me, my ball and chain. Never said that, never been the same. But don't you read. Don't be a grip on that way.
See, rap is in my blood. Inside of me. Mind control when I drop the rhyme and flow. As long as my heart beats, I'll keep trying to see.
Say!
Start a root system, sprout up some leaves.
Say I! And grow! Peace to the Sontario Gods! Earth's like! You're wearing perfume and spandex, right? Nothing left to lose. You're looking at the dedicated to medical and drinkers. I may have a stop with my bar.
Welcome back to another episode of Off Our Chest Podcast. I'm, of course, joined by my two co-hosts, Dave-O and Steve-O. How are you guys doing?
Hi, this is us.
What's going on, man? How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Hell yeah.
We are us.
Are we?
This is us.
This is us. That's good. Terrible show, but it's all right.
I've actually never seen that show, so I can't tell you.
It makes everybody cry?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a good show, dude.
Andre watches it all the time.
Yeah, good fucking show.
Yeah, I don't get it.
It's just a cry. Like,
it's just literally like the
it
most. Just,
it takes your fucking heart out and it just like puts it on the floor.
But the storylines don't make any sense.
It doesn't matter.
It's like they're like, well, before they make an episode, they're like, what is sad? Let's go with AIDS. And then they put into the episode.
AIDS,
I mean,
puppies.
That's a way to write, though. You
AIDS
know
puppies.
I mean? Oh, yeah. Puppies with AIDS? That's the saddest thing.
That is sad. Anything
Down
with
syndrome puppy with AIDS.
I would adopt that, though.
What, Down syndrome puppy?
Yeah. Pretty cute.
Does it go like, bark?
Wow, dude. Come on.
5 minutes in, and dude, we're off to a
literally
hell of a start.
Every episode for the past 4 weeks, he has made a very inappropriate, dark,
yeah.
No.
Offensive.
Christmas, I was good.
I think you weren't.
I think I was, sir.
I don't think you were. Speaking of the Christmas episode, shout out to you guys for making an amazing dinner.
Glad you guys had a good time.
Oh my God, that was a good
fucking dinner.
I hit a wall during that episode.
Charlie Brown is my guy.
It's all right, man. I've hit walls before.
Literally.
For some reason, like, I was good to go, and then, like, 20 minutes in,
you're just like, not.
Christmas spirit just fucking left, and I was tired, and I was like, yeah. I want all of you to leave.
Which is fair.
I was tired. But yeah, I'm glad you guys came over. It was fun.
It was a lot of fun, man. I appreciate it.
Made some chicken and noodles. Mashed potatoes. Baller.
My first time having that on mashed potatoes, man. It was so good.
It's a great combo.
I've had it before because of you, and it was just as
amazing. Yeah, that was amazing.
The rolls.
And those, yeah, dude.
The biscuits, dude.
The honey ones? The honey biscuits? Excuse me.
Those change the game.
Honey biscuits?
A. There's no other biscuit now.
No, the honey biscuit was the way to go.
B. Honey biscuits?
So that was good. Only the second time I've had them, so.
Yeah. Oh, fire.
We had them with
They're Hawaiian bread biscuits.
Mm.
Is that what that was?
Yeah, they're
like, no, they're the...
No, you're thinking of the chicken dip that we had here. That was Hawaiian croissants.
Those were like
that was real good.
The Doughboys biscuit, flaky biscuit
I am confusing
things.
The two.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Those two shits were still good.
Though. Those were the best, like, for savory, those are the best, like, I've ever had for savory.
I enjoy it.
Like breakfast time, I still like the butter, like squares in mine.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, this week we had a prepared.
Just say it, my guy. What is wrong with you? My God, that was hard. Are you talking about
the chicken ring?
The buffalo chicken dip ring?
It was a buffalo chicken dip ring, like, you know, the croissants that like fold over and you bake it all. And it was delicious. And the croissants were Hawaiian bread.
I love Hawaiian
croissant.
Bread.
That was amazing.
That sounds pretty
good. It was light and fluffy like a croissant, but like Hawaiian sweet rolls inside. Oh my God.
And then melty ass
buffalo chicken dip. Oh, it was a tasty little.
I like buffalo chicken dip.
And a little dip it in ranchy poo.
Yeah, a little ranch set off.
Everybody listening to this right now is like super
salivating. Yeah. They're just salivating right now. And you should, because it was so good.
It was.
You should salivate on my.
And then.
My hand.
After we ate that, we decided that we should eat like. Too many cookies.
Oh, man. Too many cookies.
Too many cookies.
And then and then we were like, oh, let's try all the eggnogs that we could find.
Yeah.
That was
not a good decision.
After the eggnog bit, like, I was kind of with you. I was done with, like, Christmas. And, like,
I didn't want to talk. Like, I was like, dude, my stomach feels like it's going to explode.
My stomach was literally, like, 2 inches pushed out. Yeah. Just from
like,
all
every
the
time I burped, I was like,
dude, I got home and just laid in bed with an eggnog stomach ache. Yeah. Like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And then, I went to my fridge to get water, and I saw the milk, and I was like, I can't. That was too much. I don't know what we're doing.
Like, I've liked eggnog, but that is literally the most eggnog I've ever drank in my life.
I usually
at one time.
Like one cup like that.
Yeah, and that's enough.
It and I'm good.
And I can maybe do that once a week during the holidays. Like, maybe.
Like, what was that? Like, six or seven?
I think it was I think it was five.
Yeah,
I think we did five eggnogs.
In like 5 or 10 minutes?
Oh, maybe we did six because we had the alcoholic one too.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
That one's not bad though.
The alcohol thins it out so it's not as heavy.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
Yeah.
Dude, I could have probably got real drunk on the alcohol one.
Oh, I know I could have gotten drunk off the alcohol one.
Dude, that thing hit my throat and I was like, ooh, there's whiskey.
That thing
that
has heat. Yeah, that had a little heat.
It packed a little punch.
I love whiskey.
Shout out to Evan Williams, eggnog.
Hey, that was good stuff, man.
I like that it tastes like eggnog, but then you get the kick. It's not like overwhelming.
Yeah, and I like it. I like that it's like that like forever burn whiskey too. Like it doesn't just kind of.
Yeah, it warms you up.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure. But yeah, that was fun. We had a good time.
No.
I don't think the Christmas episode lived up to.
My
expectations were.
It's all right.
But it's okay. I didn't expect to have a crash in the middle of it.
Yeah.
So.
The song that you guys heard last week was fire.
It was beautiful.
Baby's
we went hard in the paint for that cover.
Beautiful. We've had reviews.
I should be a lounge singer, honestly. I was fucking gold.
You guys should tour for that
song. I've laid around naked just masturbating to that song recently.
I did too, actually. It was nice. Impressive. Well, I was in his closet.
To your part or his parts?
Both. You fit in my closet?
Barely, but yes. With no clothes on. If I wear a t-shirt.
There's a tight closet in there.
Dude, there's golf clubs in there.
Oh.
Well, the golf clubs just go up my ass.
I was going to say you had a 4-iron.
And then if I wear a t-shirt, the doors won't close all the way.
Dude, that's why I can't hit with my 4-iron.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah, I'm the reason your golf game sucks.
Will you ever go golfing with us? Decent.
I'll take you disc golfing. I'll take you disc golfing.
What if we do both?
You take us disc, we'll take you real golf.
Because I've never been disc golfing. You've never been real golfing.
Dude, we have to do it in the springtime.
I mean, I'll try it, bro, but
it's fun. You don't have to take it that serious.
No, it's not that I can take it serious. I just literally, like, I don't understand how to swing a golf club. Like, I know, like, how to do it. Neither do we.
Dude, we'll head out. Trash. We'll head out, like, 9, 10 a.m., get some beers.
Okay.
Go out and fucking.
Water. Sounds good, man.
Water, beers, and whatever.
Yeah. I'm game, dude. Like, definitely I'm game.
A little bit of tobacco smoke.
Hit some 18.
Yeah.
And then we'll get some disc golf. Maybe, I don't know, the same day.
No, let's not try the same day. The golf will be one day, then the next week, or like maybe a week or two after.
We're going
to
do the same week.
Yeah. We'll disc golf.
Because it's only.
It's a good time, though.
All that, right?
How do you think you throw a frisbee?
Well, I mean, I normally would throw a frisbee like this, but I've seen guys throw it like that.
Yeah, there's like three different kind of drives you can do. There's tomahawk, there's like forehand, there's like backhand. Yeah, legitimately, that's one.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah, if you can do it, it's kind of sweet, but it's hard to control.
Whenever I try to do it, it like goes right into the ground and rolls 50 yards.
It's all about the roll. Hey, it's kind of honestly, like it's kind of like you're driving golf. Like he tops it and rolls for like 75 yards. So like it went straight.
Yeah, it does go straight.
That's the main thing with golf. Just hit it straight. I don't care if it takes all the grass on its way there.
My short game is not that bad though. Once I'm off the tee, I feel like I'm better.
Yeah.
You're better on tee, and then I think I.
What is this? Amateur hour?
26-3. Chicago got beat.
Wow.
Hey. Yeah,
they got their ass kicked.
Tenth pick.
But yeah.
Made his statement.
Golf is fun. There's nothing better in golf when you get like. This only happens to me like once or twice every time I go out, is when you hit the perfect ball.
Dude, the perfect ball.
Like you tee off.
That never happens to me.
It's just you hit the one. Remember?
I did, dude.
Because it even sounded nice. And I was like, bro, that was nice. And it went just right down the fucking fairway. Then he fucked it all up after that. That's what I do, too. I hit one like really good. And then my next seven shots are terrible.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, it's a pitching wedge. And I hit it over the green. I'm like, that's great.
I wouldn't mind getting a driver this year. Like a good.
You can get. They're about to have
used,
a lot of.
Maybe like a used driver.
Right now would be the best time. Because
they're about like played against sports or something.
That's what I bought my clubs at. Yep. Played against sports. I got everything for like $80, I think, which is, and they're a pretty decent set. They're older, from the 90s, but.
Yeah, I want to get
but so are we.
They're straight, exactly, bro.
That's what I mean.
I got 30-year-old clubs because I'm a 30-year-old.
Dude, golf clubs last for a long time. If you take decent care of them, they'll last a long fucking time.
Yeah, you just brush them off and shit.
Yeah, like water, put some water, get the dirt off of them.
Dude, remember that one time at the, was it the Columbus State Golf Course? Where it was that first hole, I think, I hit it, and we were like, where the fuck did it go? And we never found it, and then it was like,
It was literally 2 feet from the hole.
It was literally two feet.
We were looking all around because none of us had ever hit the green. And he was like, dude, I don't know where it went. I was like, we all made it finally up there. And he was like, dude.
My ball was literally.
He was like, I'm playing that one. I was like, yeah, that's fair.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I always said if I ever get a hole in one, I'm never playing again.
Yeah. That's fair.
There's no.
You just got to retire on top, right?
Even if it's like mid game, I'm done. Take my picture. I'm
out of here. My picture. Signing my ball.
Yeah, I'm done. I don't know how that works. Like,
you don't know this, but the most satisfying thing about golf is cleaning your balls in between.
Oh, like, dude, the little fucking
twister thing.
It's great. Then you dry it off. You get all the dirt. It's like a brand new ball.
Dude, it's so amazing.
It is. Nice. It's nice. And then they have like the little water coolers along there when it's like fucking
95 degrees,
800 degrees out,
110% humidity.
It's a good time. It's fun.
I mean, like I said, I'm game to try it, my guy.
It's a good time. You might be like me and get addicted.
I'm just going to look like an idiot.
He's like semi-addicted.
Yeah, it is fun.
Yeah.
I suck. It's fun.
We both suck. I suck a little less than him, but we both suck.
That's fair. I'm not good at disc golf. I enjoy it.
We'll get Royce out, too.
But I'm trying.
Yeah. Clubs.
Yeah. Can't be any worse than Baron. That's my guy, but
my guy.
My guy. Yeah.
Bro, did you see that disrespectful thing Tiger Woods did?
Oh, my God, dude.
Did you see it?
Because you posted it, man.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
No.
Oh, dude. My guy had a 10-foot putt?
It was so disrespectful.
My man hit it, and as soon as he hit it, turns to the dude he's playing against, takes his hat off and shakes his head. Doesn't even watch it go in the hole.
Watch this shit.
Watch this. It's ridiculous.
What a fucking... Bro, so and it goes...
That's Tiger Woods, man.
Dude, that's disgusting.
Bro, that is the
look
difference.
Look at that fucking face, bro.
I've never been that confident in a golf shot
in my life.
That's
fucking crazy.
I've never been that confident in anything in my
just
life.
Hit it, just... literally left his putter, and then he just turned around, took his hat off, and went for the edge.
Yeah, hey, man, good game. And as it just drops in. I would have hit him with my putter.
And that right there is the difference between goat and not goat.
Yeah. When you hit a ball, and it literally is a foot in front of you, you already turn around, and you're like, yeah, hey, good game.
I have a good one, sir.
That was crazy.
I would probably cry if that happened.
If someone did that to me, I would probably hit them with my putter.
I would be salty as
fuck. I probably wouldn't shake the hand. I'd be like, nah, fuck you.
Yeah, man. But you might do. I'd be like Happy Gilmore on the PGA.
No, legitimately, I would like to think that I would just be like, yo, like that was like game, you were like amazing.
I'm playing with Tiger Woods.
Like it's
no, if he turned around like that, because I mean, you have to be somewhat decent to be in Tiger.
Yeah, but I still feel like you're looking at the great. Because like, if you're an athlete, like you always strive to be better, right? So you're watching the best.
So when he throws his dick. Yeah,
and if you compete, you did compete. But just be like he showed you why he's the best, and you just hope.
I'll shake it after he makes it. I'll wait. All right, now you made it. Well, you ain't gonna do that. He turned around like it was like practice.
You know what needs to happen real soon.
What?
We need to go bowling
again. Dude,
that is fun. I enjoy bowling.
Dude, I love bowling, man.
It's fun. I haven't gone. I mean, hell, you guys go a lot, but or you used to a lot.
Well, we did. We have little spurts where we go like a ton, and then we won't.
Your guys' organized tournament was really fun.
That was a lot of fun.
I will say that.
That was fun. We
it was
champs.
Also it is kind of cool champs. That like the first thing that we went to as like an off our chess group, like we came out the winner.
Dominated.
Yeah, that was dope.
It wasn't even close.
Yeah, we like destroyed.
Yeah. Like, I was a free agent pickup.
You were, dude.
I went to a different lane, went over. My scores didn't carry over though.
Right.
Trash.
But that's the thing though, like that's how like dominant we were.
Dude, would
like,
you bowl scores. Like a 240 fucking something?
I think I think my best game was like on
you
fire.
Were hot.
Yeah. I was
it was like 242 or something.
I've never been that high, bro. Like that was
like
insane.
Every time you got a strike, the life of him like left.
Oh yeah. Because I was having one of my worst games of the night.
That was a good time.
There was quite a few times you hit the pocket and had like four pins still. I was like, how is that even possible?
Yeah.
It was funny.
Yo, you were getting fucked.
Yeah.
Like, there were so many balls that looked right, and I was just like, bro, how did that not be a strike?
It's because I kind of know, like, so when we go bowling, usually, I know what, excuse me, I know what makes my back hurt, so I was trying not to replicate that, and that throws off my, like, hop that I do and everything. Yeah.
Dude, that little hop is so fucked.
Once I get the hop on.
That was the thing that really pissed me off, is, like, he was going, like, we were in, like, the sixth ring before he had a strike, and he went to go. And you did your little hop, and I even like looked at her. I was like, "Oh, he just did the hop. This is gonna be a strike." And sure enough,
it was
his first strike. And I was like, "God, I called it!" Like that sucks.
That's it. Well, I can't believe we both hurt our hip that one time,
dude.
Yeah. That was bad.
I was out for
dude,
like
I hurt,
a few
that
days.
Shit hurt. I went to tie my shoe, and I was like, "Ow!"
Mm-hmm.
Also, five games is a little much.
Yeah,
need to keep it to four.
Three games is the magic number.
10. For anybody? That was good. I bowled 10 games.
Yeah, but you're the athlete of the group, my guy.
My fucking arm almost fell off. That next day, I went to grab my phone, and I was like, ow. Like, doing this, I couldn't do that to save my life.
Yeah.
What?
Am I not allowed to just look around the house, my guy? I'm sorry.
Are you hearing something?
Every time we're recording, he gets on edge.
I know, he does. He's like,
that's his chair. No, he's literally moving.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And I'm the one on edge. Okay.
You know, one of these days we're going to get like some real
ghost
equipment.
Hey, man. A spirit box would be dope.
Would be really cool.
Problem is, if something actually came through, we would all fuck.
What if it
could you imagine? What would you guys do? I think I would actually.
I would probably get out.
His brother made a really good point today. We should look into if this might have been like an Indian.
Something.
Like an Indian mound.
Because,
or something.
No, like legitimately, Ohio was known for like having a bunch of like Indian mounds and stuff.
And after he said that, I Googled the closest Indian mound. Guess what it says?
Like what?
It's like 2.1 miles away.
Dude.
Never know, bro. That should.
Like over there, bear where Shawnee Hills is, pretty much.
Damn.
Yeah.
23 and Players Parkway.
Yeah.
Right over there.
Okay.
We have a lot of Indian like burial grounds and stuff.
Calvin might be.
He could be fucking
Chief
like,
Calvin.
It could be like rainfall.
So Calvin Hopping Bear.
Oh, you know? Man.
Like small paw or whatever they
call
each other.
Why they call
raindrop falls.
Whatever they call each other.
Ooh.
Yeah. They have some dope names though.
Hey.
Like his bear claw. I'm like, yes.
Yeah, then we made donuts named after those and just eat the fuck.
What would my Native American name be though?
I can't say it on here.
Yeah, you can. This is an open forum.
It is.
No, honestly, I don't know, man.
There's got to be a Native American name generator somewhere.
There's got to be.
Probably is.
Yeah, you should Google that, my guy.
All right. This is so racist.
That actually might be why there isn't one. It might be too racist.
You ever seen the movie Forgetting Sarah Marshall?
Oh, nope. Here it is. Mm-hmm. Generator.
It's been a long time.
When
yeah.
He asked, he goes, "What's my Hawaiian name?" And he's like, "Pipiopi." I was like, yeah. And he's like, "I actually looked it up." He goes, "We have a generator here at the hotel." He goes, "Just put your name in, it'll give you one." I was like, he was like, "That doesn't mean that that's your real name, though." And he's like, "Hmm?" And he just walks away. I was like, "Bruh." Like, what?
Yeah. Oh, okay, hold on. My phone sucks.
Okay.
Dude, I'm so mad at my phone. It's such a piece of shit.
I know. Every time
we hang out, you talk about
which generation do you belong to? We're millennials, my guy. Yeah, we are. Generation Alpha is 2005 to now. I feel like that. Those are the assholes.
That's a cool fucking generation, though. Name. Right. Generation Alpha.
What do you currently do in life? Good question. I'm still trying to figure that out. I work in an office. I do not work in an office. Full-time student. I'm a
retail.
Traveler. I'm just going to say good question. I'm still trying to figure it out. That's every retail worker's life.
Right. That's fair. That's fair.
What is your deepest desire? Inner and outer peace? A compassionate world? Personal growth, finding true love, understanding other people. I would say inner and outer peace.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Inner and outer peace. Get it?
Sexual.
What would you say is your strongest quality? I'm a bit of a bright spark. I'm always helping out. My life is a crazy explosion of shapes and colors. Well, I'm a survivor. I know.
Sometimes your life is a survivor.
I'm not going to give up.
I know what I want.
Well,
certain times during the day, there's a lot of colors. And
I'm gonna say my life is a color.
Yeah, there's some colors and shapes going on in there for sure.
Yeah, there is a few different colors. What role do you play in your friendships? Oh God.
Oh, we're gonna be the judge of this. Hey, what?
Nope.
Okay. All right. I like to make my friends laugh.
Yeah.
They always come to me for advice.
Yeah. Well,
I tend to be the peacemaker. I offer support where I can. I am usually the one that helps them fix things. All right.
We'll go with number one.
Number one is definitely correct.
That's a good thing they had that one on there.
How often do you work out? Work out? Are you serious
once
right now?
Once a decade? Is that on there?
Okay. Work out? Are you serious right now? I'm not even going to read the rest.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Just not.
How many are these questions?
I don't know, dude.
Yeah, this is a lot. Just to figure out a
name. Okay. It probably not want to be a good name, but this is fun. This is fun. Why did you take this test?
Because we wanted to not be racist.
The apartment was haunted.
It looked fun. I was bored. My friends encouraged me to do it.
Who?
I want to say you guys encouraged
me. Yeah, we definitely encouraged
you. I was going to say, if there's ever a random time where you're like, dude, you should totally do the Indian name. Go fuck yourself.
What do you dream about when you sleep? I often dream that I am drowning, fighting or running away from war. I dream that I am flying. I often dream of animals, people in relationships. I would say people in relationships because if you were an animal, what would you be?
Wait, why would you pick people in relationships?
So I have to dream about people and stuff and like sex and stuff sometimes. Every once in a while you dream about sex, you know what I'm saying. You don't wake up with a boner for nothing. If you're an animal, what would you be? We gotta be getting close to being done here.
Yeah, we have to, right?
A dog or a wolf, a tiger, lion, jaguar, gazelle, horse, or giraffe, owl, falcon, eagle.
Eagle.
That's what an eagle makes. A dolphin is the last. So I would be a giraffe.
Yeah, I was gonna say giraffe or elephant.
Wait, a giraffe or elephant?
Yeah, he's a big
man's dude. A horse and he knows it.
Well, that's the same family. It said horse, giraffe, or
elephant.
Something.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't fucking like know what it said.
Do you have a bucket list? Nope, I am living life one day at a time. Yeah.
That's not true, bro. We have the Big Ten Stadiums.
Yeah, bro.
List.
Pick one below. You are brother, sister. I'm brother.
You're brother.
Now enter your name and click the button.
Okay, we're at the end.
All this, so all you had to do is click your name.
Yeah. Okay.
It says bestow me.
Before you, what do you think it's going to say?
I think it's going to say... carrying elephant or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I was going to say like Laffy McLafferson.
All right, bestow me.
This better be fucking good.
Bro, this is trash.
Okay.
All right, and Steve-O's new Native American name
says,
is...
I have been negotiating with the tribal elders, and we have come to a conclusion.
Okay.
Ooh,
your name shall be as follows.
Boom, 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 boom.
Tahatan.
Taki-taki.
Tahatan.
Tahatan. All right.
That was fun, man.
Woo.
Do you want to do one, Dave? You want to know what your name is?
You know what? I will. I'm not gonna use this phone.
Tahatan.
I'm gonna use my phone.
Tahatan. It's nice.
Steven Tahatan.
No, you're just Tahatan.
Do one for me. Do one for me. All right. Since you already have it up, I don't feel like.
Sure. Try again. We'll try again. What role do you play in your friendships?
What do you guys think?
I think you make me laugh. I think we are that number one.
I don't know. I feel like Taylor's also advisable, though.
That's what I was going to say.
Just because you're so blunt. Like, I know, like, if advisable, I come to you with something.
That's a word.
Yeah. They always... Okay, we'll do it.
Yeah, come to me yeah. Tonight. You know what? No, fuck him.
What?
No.
He said, Taylor's really advisable. And I was like, yeah, because that's a word.
Oh. Okay. He said, fuck him. How often do you work out?
It's a soft shirt. My God.
Mm, keep touching it.
How often do you work out?
What's on here?
Are you serious? Every day, getting out of bed is enough of a workout. The people at the gym know my name. Fitness is life.
Let's get getting out of the bed. That sounds fun.
Why did you take this test?
Number one.
It looked fun. Yeah.
It looks fun, Dave.
What do you dream about when you sleep?
There's actually like a mixture of those. Let's say number two.
Fighting or running away?
Yeah.
If you're an animal, what would you be?
A.
Yeah, I was going to say your dog.
It's my guy.
Do you have a bucket list?
Yes,
I'm halfway through it. Yes, but I only have a couple items
on
it.
Yeah, that one. Most of them are sports related.
You're a brother.
Mm-hmm.
And?
I'm a brother.
Taylor. All right. We're going to bestow your Native American name.
Bestow me.
Okay.
Fucking bestow me.
I'm trying to. God. My phone is fucking up.
What is his name? It's still loading?
No.
Akichita. My son's name, bro.
Tahatu and Akichita.
You're a Tahatan.
Tahatan, yeah. That's right.
Tahatan, Akichita.
Akichita, Tahatan.
All right, Dave.
David?
You got a lot of hype to live up to.
You do have a lot of fucking hype.
All right, I guess I just have to do yours because I couldn't find yours. And the ones I found were trash.
Oh,
what time? We're not
are
doing
you fucking
anything?
Kidding yeah. me?
Oh, well, Taylor, go first anyway.
Oh, my God. This is trash. I'm going to have to edit this segment all the way down because David fucked it
we're
going to
cut the time down.
That's fine.
It's okay. We're good. We'll just cut it out. We'll
try again.
We'll cut the time down. You know what I mean?
All right. You're a millennial, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Barely. Just kidding.
What are you currently doing in life? Good question. Yeah. I work in an office.
Well, I don't work in an office. Well, sometimes. Let's you go with an office. Yeah, let's go with office. I'm kind of an office guy.
What is your deepest desire? Inner and outer peace, compassionate world, personal growth, finding true love, understanding other people.
I don't know. I kind of like understanding other people.
Yeah, you do. Mm-hmm. All right. What would you say is your strongest quality? Intelligence, kindness, creativity, strength, confidence.
Creativity. That's not true, though. Probably kindness.
Mine is creativity. What role do you play in your friendships? I like my friends. I like when they laugh at me. They always come to me for advice. Peacemaker.
I'm laughing.
You laugh? You're a piece of shit.
Just laughing at me.
How often do you work out? Okay. why did you take this test?
Because my friends made me.
We made you. We encouraged you. We didn't make you.
I said
that's all we do around here is encourage people.
Yeah,
that's all absolutely. We fucking do. We're just we're
fucking non-stop encouragement.
God damn it,
encouragement.
Unless we use the wrong word.
I actually encouraged you to do a 5K tonight.
Yeah,
you did.
That was shot down of the year.
Yeah, shot down of the year. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Your best friend wants to do a fucking 5K.
We'll do a fucking 5K then. Let's fucking go.
Yes. Are you fucking
yeah.
real?
We're doing it.
5K. Shake
let's
on this
fucking do it.
5K. Okay.
All right.
Shake 5K.
5K.
Shake.
Let's fucking go.
We're doing a 5K.
We're doing a 5K. All right.
Boom. Can we do the Buckeye one where you land at 50-yard line?
No, fuck that.
Dude, cool, you get to go on the field.
That would be cool.
I don't care about the field. How cool is that? It's a trash field. I don't want to be on the field. Okay. It's raped my fucking friends and family for 30-plus years.
It's like a burial ground. Almost. Like okay. Indian one.
Cowan. What do you dream about when you sleep? Do you dream of animals?
Animals?
Dream that I'm flying, fighting or running, drowning, or people in relationships.
I guess people. Mm. No, not like that.
If you're an animal, what would you be? You're a dog or wolf?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
Ow.
Okay. That was cute.
Nice, man.
Oh, my God. Load my next screen. Dude, my phone... Fucking sucks.
How crazy would it be if this name generator came up with the same name that one came up, though?
Ahanu?
Something like that.
Ananu?
Do you have a bucket list? No, but I do not. I do know what I want in life. Yes, but it's hard to get to. Yes, but I have a couple items. Yes, I'm halfway through it. Nope, living one day.
Yes, but hard to get to.
You have a bucket list?
Yeah.
What's
dreams and expires. What's like number one?
What's your
one?
Number one on
the list? Well, like I said, we came up with the whole like Big Ten stadiums. That's a cool bucket list item. I like that.
What mine's kind of similar, except I want to do like baseball stadium.
That's a lot
like
of stadiums.
Wrigley, Fenway, like just like the big legendary ones. Yeah. Yeah. Before they close them or
go away,
demolish them.
Yeah, that's fair. Boom! 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 Boom!
Boom! Boom! Boom! Boom! Boom! Boom! Beasto himbo beef. Oh, what the fuck?
What?
Dude.
What is it?
Spain catchita. You guys are both a catchita.
Hey, catchitas. There's a couple of catchitas.
Dude, that must be like Joe or something. In it. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Wow. Oh, there's fucking a catchita over there.
Here comes a catchita.
There he is, all methed up.
Yep. Catch it.
I do meth now?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a good way to lose weight and run a 5K.
Native American culture is very... like depressing and shit though.
Is it?
Yeah, like the legitimately like the fucking what are they called, reservations and shit?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
It's
yeah,
like super depression, like,
oh yeah,
drinking in that community, yeah, all the time. It is fucked up.
Yeah, because they're poor.
Yeah, a lot of them are.
Except the ones that are running casinos and shit.
Yeah.
Did you see there's a metal band in Arizona coming from a Native American reservation?
Really?
Yeah, they it's called, I can't remember what tribe it is.
That's pretty cool.
But, yeah, that's
cool.
What's their name?
I can't remember. I saw the article Redfoots. Like a year ago. I didn't check it out, though.
Redfoots.
I think they're called the Washington Redskins.
The John Redcorns.
That would be amazing. Dude. Oh, dude. If you could have that kind of sense of humor.
You're John Redcorns.
Just keeps doing the
car
covers.
How serious are we about doing this 5K?
We just shook on it, my guy. We're doing 5K. I'm not training for it either.
When are we doing it?
Sometime in 2020.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're not going to, like,
I'll probably do it. I'm going to work out. That's my goal.
Okay.
So I'm going to, like, I'm not going to be like, yeah, I'm training for a 5K. No, I'm just happens to be
You're
a working
be training
out.
For a 5K.
Dude, yeah.
On that treadmill, like, this motherfucker.
I just don't want to come last.
No, we won't
you know what
be
I
last.
Mean?
The good thing is you'll be able to, I'm going to be last. I don't give a fuck. The good news is.
But we'll jog and walk.
They'll be like, is anybody out there? Yeah, one more person.
And honestly,
even if you walked it, dude, you could walk 3 miles an hour. It'll take an hour.
Bro, you saw. I can walk kind of fast.
I have a pretty.
We need to do one.
And I can
cool
do
metal.
That power walk for like.
What?
We need to do one that's like cool metal you get.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
hell yeah.
Absolutely. I'm not doing it for nothing, my guy.
There's some cool. Like, they got like the obstacle courses you mm-mm. can do, like, nope. But you're running.
No.
Isn't that the.
There's a couple. There's one.
Mudder Run or something like that?
That one's a serious one. They take that
tough
shit.
Tough
like,
Mudder.
Savage
Run.
The Spartan Race. Savage.
There's
race.
Ones that are like for fun.
Yeah, no.
And then there's ones like, hey.
I don't think I could. I'm physically fit enough to do an obstacle course.
Yeah, it's not
I
even
think
that.
It would be fun, but like I've seen some that you can like skip the okay. obstacles. Be like, nah, I'm good.
I'm good.
But like you can try them out and then be like, yeah, I can't do that. Fuck it. Go on to the next one. But it looks fun. They had one that was like zombies.
Yeah, zombie run.
You run, and then, like, you got to, like, stay away from the zombies, and, like, if they get you, like, at the end, they scan you, and if you, like, survive, you get something.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, but it's, like, 5 miles. It's a lot.
No, thank you.
I don't know if I can run that long. They're like...
What were you going to say about the obstacle course?
Oh, just, in my experience, like, obstacle courses and stuff like that aren't really designed for larger gentleman. Yeah, and true. It ends up bad for me, so I'd rather not, personally.
I think it'd be fun.
I don't doubt that. I think it would be fun, too. But
have you ever seen that one guy try the obstacle course? It's like a ramp, and he, like, runs and tries to grab their hands, and he just face plants right through it and just slides down. That would be us.
Yeah. Absolutely, every time.
We'd run up and just... And then we're
what's that one show where they do an obstacle course?
There's a couple of them now. Mm-hmm. It all started with MXC.
Isn't that the Japanese dubbed?
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. Dude, that's all where it started, man. And then it became like Ultimate Ninja Warrior and
American Gladiator. Back
Wipeout, I think, is one.
I think I was thinking Wipeout.
I'm pretty sure I could do the American Gladiator one from like the 90s.
Yeah.
The obstacle course is trash. You climb a rope, you swing down. The hardest one was the treadmill one. You had to run up it.
What about the American Gladiator ones now?
I don't know.
I like the part where you're like on the balance beam and you have like the oversized Q-tips.
Oh, you fucking get to
beat each other over it.
That'd be fun.
That was cool.
That was cool.
And here comes Blazer.
Yeah, maybe there's a lot of lasers.
Maybe I'm not thinking of the American Ninja Warrior now. Do they have American Ninja Warrior now?
I said American Gladiator.
You're thinking of the
real shit. The one they're doing shit where I'm like,
although American Gladiator did come back for like a minute. It bleeped back for like a minute.
Yeah, Hulk Hogan was the host, which
Bro, when Scissor was up there with like the machine gun that had like tennis balls, it was like poof.
That game looks so fun.
I would love to be Scissor up there.
Yeah.
Because they all ended with a Zer.
Yeah. Like,
it was Laser.
Blazer.
Blazer.
Tasers.
Taser. Scissor.
Yeah.
Gotcha. And then you'd have like the champion, and his name would be like Eagle or something like that. Yeah,
like Hawkeye.
Yeah.
They're cool. I like that one game too. It was like you had to get to the top, but each section was like a gladiator, and there was like you had to climb up, and they would like knock you all the way down, and they climb all the way back up.
Climb back up.
What about
King of the Hill?
What about the Hidden Temple on Nickelodeon?
That looks fun.
I always wanted to do the Hidden Temple.
Me too. They had a game. Kind of American Gladiator ish, but for kids on Nickelodeon. I remember that.
Wasn't that Temple Run?
Yeah, that was.
No, it was a different. They had a different game.
Double Dare was fun. It was a good show.
It got slimed.
Yeah. Slime Time? Remember Slime Time?
I wish I got
Live?
Slime Time, yeah.
Slime Time Live?
Yeah, I wish I got slimed.
Dude, I always wanted to get slimed.
It looked like so much fun.
It really did.
It did.
I wonder what it tasted like.
I wanted to be a part of the Kids' Choice Award.
Absolutely trash.
What do you think it was? I don't even know what
it was.
Slime.
It's real slime. Not exported.
That slime always looked like... I remember I bought like a jar of it. It was trash. I was like, this can't be what it's like. I'm pretty sure it was Slime Time. Maybe it wasn't.
Slime Time Prime.
Ooh.
Oh, wait. This was Guts.
Guts.
You remember that?
I don't remember Guts.
I wasn't huge on Nickelodeon, though.
You were not huge on Nickelodeon.
You're a fucking Disney person.
I was a Disney kid,
man. Oh, God.
Actually, I was a Fox Kids kid, but...
Yeah, I was total Nickelodeon.
Yeah, Nickelodeon Guts, bro.
Let me see it.
Do you guys remember Kablam, though?
They had, like... They wore helmets like that.
Kablam was shit.
Yeah, I do remember that show.
They had some crazy shit on there, bro. I always thought I could go on there and dominate.
Double Dare.
Double Dare was cool. Yeah. But all those shows were fun.
Yeah, all
we should find something like that that's suited for everyone.
I mean, we can
they have that one that's like Color Run.
Yeah, like the Color like Run.
Oh, yeah. Just throw paint everywhere.
Powder in your
that
eyes.
Seems
and shit.
Like fun.
Like, yeah, let's blind everybody.
Yeah, man.
Let's wear goggles because I want to run 10 miles in them.
I don't know. We'll look into it. We'll see what we got.
We're going to do 10 of them in 1 year.
You know what?
We're going to do one every month.
Absolutely not. I do not agree to that.
No, yeah.
I'm not. Nope. You guys go ahead. I am
not. One every 3 months.
Nope.
Mm-mm. 2 a year.
Just one year.
Can we just start with one?
Yeah.
And then we'll go from there?
Yeah.
And maybe if we like it and we enjoy it, then we'll move on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do that.
I mean, there's not much to like.
Because I'm going to tell you something right now. This is Sunday Night Steve-O agreeing to this. All right. 2020 Steve-O is not going to be happy about this.
He's going to be very upset. When that time rolls around and we have to wake up at like 6 a.m. to go to this fucking 5K, we're all going to be pissed.
He's going to be so angry.
I mean, who shook on this?
Right. Whose idea was this 5K? You're getting ball tagged at the end of this bitch.
Yeah. So you cross the finish line.
That's how we motivate each other. Ball, the ball loser gets ball tagged by the two winners.
Oh. I mean,
Like, right back to back.
You're part of it, too.
I know, but I will win.
It doesn't matter.
Like, let's...
And you're going to be hitting them. You're going to be one of me and David.
All right.
And I'm sure ain't going to be my ass.
Sure ain't going to be my ass.
Shit.
I bet.
Dude, I can see you guys literally, like, giving all you can down the final stretch.
Oh, well, like, yeah.
We're still next to each other, like, just like...
You guys get there, like... There we go. Oh, dude. It was a tie. What would you do?
We're like, crawling across the finish line. And, like, our...
You get one finger.
Bro, we should, like... It's like we turn the corner, like, we could see the finish line. And then they're like 3 hours later, they're like crossing the finish, like crawling.
What if you guys have you ever seen those people that run them and like their legs lock up because they cramp up so bad? Mm. What if that happens to us?
Yeah, that'd be bad, man.
Where it's all like,
I could see myself like trying to walk it off, be like, I'll find my second wind. Yeah. Like, just like my leg is like broken. I'm just like, I'll find my second wind.
Eventually, it'll kick in.
Leg cramps do suck, man.
Dude, oh, yeah, they're rough. He rubbed that one out for me the other night.
I rubbed it out for him, all right.
He did. My fucking like hamstring was like,
dude, you know what else we can do next year?
What?
Peltonia.
What is that?
Where you ride the fucking
ride the
bicycle,
man.
It's like
that commercial. A little controversial.
A little controversial.
I didn't get it, but everybody else said it was controversial.
What commercial?
The Christmas Peloton commercial.
Yeah, they have the new workout system where the bike is connected to the internet.
And yeah.
And then like he.
And like he bought his wife a bike, so they're saying it like implies that like.
He was trying to say like she's fat or something.
Yeah. Or that, like, all she needs to do is stay home and ride her bike.
Yeah. While he and then everybody said, like, oh, my God, that's sexist. I was like, relax.
People are retarded, bro.
They are, bro.
It is what it is, man.
That's but the world we live in, bro.
The end of the video is, like, her showing him, like, her like progress.
She, like, vlogs it.
Yeah, and she's like, they, well, like, share this cute little moment.
Like,
look what I did for you, babe. Like, I rode my bike, and I'm still skinny AF.
Well, my wife went out and bought me, like a Bowflex, like, system. I want to be, like...
I'd be at your house more.
Right now?
I'd be at your house more for the Bowflex. I think it'd be fun to play around with the Bowflex.
It would be cool.
It would be fun. We also go to the gym. They have.
Yeah, I've been paying on it for like a year now.
I've paid for mine for like 2 years.
Yeah, man. I paid for mine for like five. And I've probably gone a total of what like a non-workout person goes a year.
Are you guys big like New Year's people?
No. Resolutions, yeah, like that kind of thing? Not really.
No, because I will not stick to
me
it.
Me neither. I've tried.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like once you say that, it's harder to do it.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, if you just go into the new year and you're like, you know what? I'm going to try. But I'm not promising anything.
Well, what's a date? Why don't you just start being a better person today and not wait for an actual date to say you're a better person?
I'm just not ready for, like, the 2020 games.
Yeah, I'm just not ready to write down 2019 on all the important paperwork for the first month.
I'm excited for April. April.
Why?
I'm just going to say April.
Yep.
What's April?
It's a number.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I'm not ready for the people to like, oh, 2020 will be seen clear.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think 2020 will be a cool year, though.
I've got 2020 vision.
Yeah, with the glasses. Don't. If I took these off, you guys both turn into like black guys.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys are blurs if my contacts come out right now.
Dude, I forgot to wear my glasses to work last week. Two. Fuck you. You know that don't work.
What about now? Ooh, got a little squint.
Hold on. This is an actual test. I want an actual test, all right?
Yeah.
How many fingers?
One. Two. Dude, I can see clearly.
Yeah?
Yeah, the range.
Yeah, I think it's like back here. Once you get a little far away.
All right, over here.
Two.
He has to concentrate. Four.
Five, two.
Okay.
Two. You're a dick. I'm not fucking blind. Four. Go. Okay. Get up.
I am not getting up.
Get up.
Oh, wait. I can because I have the microphone. We're good.
Get up and go to the couch.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, I don't know if it's gonna reach.
Here we go. I mean, I'm not gonna go to the couch, but.
Okay.
We'll get up.
You're gonna have to go back as far as you can.
I'm working on it, my guy. I don't want to unplug anything. Thank you, Taylor.
Yep.
All right. Okay, are you ready?
As much slack as I can.
All right.
Two.
That's two.
Dude, I can't even see your fucking hand.
Is it because of the dark? Be honest.
I can see it. Yeah. So
you can see it?
Yeah.
Nah, if Taylor can see it, then it's you. All right. Put your glasses on.
Okay.
All right. You ready?
Yeah. Two.
Ooh, that was a question mark, though. All right, glasses off.
It's a blob, dude. You have no hand. You have nothing. You have no hands.
Nice.
It literally looks like you're holding a fist if I take my glasses off.
Yeah.
Okay, so the first number of fingers I had up, he said I had two fingers up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had four.
Okay.
I had four. And then you got two right, and then I had to take your glasses off. I was holding three. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I took mine off, though. It was the same thing. It looked like you were doing this.
Yeah.
I couldn't.
Distance is where I stopped seeing
fair.
Clearly.
That's fair.
Do you wear contacts?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, contacts and glasses.
What's your numbers?
I think I'm a negative 420.
Because you were I was like, this motherfucker going to say a 9? I was like, damn, no.
No, it's like a negative 425, 4.25.
Decently high. What about you?
I think I'm like. One's like negative 2.5 or something, and one's like positive.
Oh, you got like, you're both like your eyes are.
Oh, okay. Your eyes are like.
Yeah. One eye's like way worse than the other. The other eye's pretty much 20/20.
Gotcha.
And then the other eye's bad.
So my eyes used to be negative 4 and then negative 4.5, and now they're both at like negative 4.25.
How about you?
My 250, 275.
Nice.
Yes. Been like that for like 10 years now. So they haven't changed.
I need to try contact lenses next year.
Yeah. I love contact lenses.
I've never had them. I'm scared to kind of touch my eye. It freaks me out. And especially not so much the idea of putting them in, but the idea of taking them out is what like grabbing something off my eye.
Yeah. You get used to it though. Like,
yeah.
Like it becomes, but the first time you put contacts in, your eyes are like,
are they?
Yeah, like the eye doctor literally had to hold my eye open because every time I got close, my eye would close and I couldn't stop it. And I was like, I don't know what to do. So she like held them open like that, and I was like trying my damnedest.
Yeah, dude, literally, he's absolutely right. The first time I put them on, I had to like literally grab my eyelids, pry them open with my one hand,
and then have the other hand go in. And even then, like my eye was like.
Yeah, I was trying so hard.
How you do it now? You just kind of just pop it.
Oh, now I can. Like,
I still like. I'll do like this. And I'll pop
it in. Yeah, yeah. Just use that bottom one and just boom.
What do they? Legitimately, I don't know. Do they feel like anything?
No.
Good ones don't. Yeah, that's when I know to take them out is when they start.
Your eyes
you can tell
burning
that they're
like
in.
A motherfucker.
Yeah.
The worst, the absolute worst, my guy, is like when you like blink or like you go to rub your eye and it folds on your eye.
And it gets tucked
in. And it gets
eye
all
eye
the way like tucked in there.
Oh my God.
That is the worst thing ever.
No, I can't.
Yeah.
What if it gets lost?
It's happened.
It does happen.
There was this girl in India that just had like, or maybe not even India, I don't remember, but she had 27 contact lenses taken out from her
no
eye.
No way.
Yeah, dude. It definitely happens.
I don't know what she was doing.
I don't know either. I've never
like I've had like where it gets caught, so I'll like take my eyelid and I'll do that so I can like push it out.
I can't do that.
But after that, it's good.
That is one thing you learn how to play with your eye a lot.
Oh yeah,
because like you'll
you
see it like start.
Do.
Yeah, you'll see it like start rolling back there. You're like, no, you don't.
Yeah,
like you're like pressing back there. And you're like, come on.
Yeah, it's like that, or like when you're just blinking and it just fucking falls out. I'm like,
yeah,
I can't see shit.
Yeah, and that's how it works too. Like you blink, and
so you have one good eye. So I'm like. Anybody fucking see?
Have you ever had that happen while you're driving?
Yeah.
And you're like, you're able to catch it, so then you have to like put it in your mouth to get it like, wet.
Yeah.
And then you have to put it back in your eye. Like, as you're driving, so I got my knee on my steering wheel. I'm just like, all right, here it goes. Like,
somewhere out there, there's like an optician that's like saying, oh my God.
Cringy
saliva
so hard
on
right
a...
now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But sometimes, bro, like I remember in like middle school when I had them, and they would like get dry. I would like literally put it under like water because I was like, dude, my eyes are so fucking dry right now. That
I've
didn't
never
help
done
at all.
That. No, that's bad.
Yeah, I know.
Especially with all the stuff that's in water, bro.
I never got anything.
Yeah, no, that's good. I've also, I'm no one to talk to. I literally wear contacts to sleep and like for
that's
months straight.
Worse than what
do you really?
Putting water on. You're supposed to take them out. Like, they have like dailies, and they also have like
permanent.
Ones you can wear like. Yeah, well,
like
you can't
up
ever
to
sleep
2 weeks.
In them. Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. They actually, mine are approved for overnight wear. And that was the first, like, mistake my doctor made. He was like, oh, these are approved for overnight wear.
So
they're really
like,
comfortable.
I'm
I was like, oh, perfect. Months. And now I wear them until they start falling out.
I mean, I can, like, I get, like, a 6-month supply, but I can make it last, like, 2 years.
Oh, yeah.
How often do you replace your...
It, literally the last time I went to the eye doctor, I was like, yeah, it's time to get new contacts. And like Nate was still working optical.
Holy shit.
And he was like, bro, that was a year supply that you had last time. I was like, yeah, I know. He was like, that was like 3 years ago. I was like, yeah, I ran out. I need new ones.
Great. The great thing though, when you get a new pair of contacts,
so fresh.
Put them in, it's like your eyes are like, it's like HD. Everything becomes bright.
It's like that blanket you just bought. It's like your eyeballs just got one of those blankets. It just like rest in it. It's just like, I don't want to leave.
I am interested in contacts.
Yeah, they're nice. But as soon as like, if you put one on and like a piece of hair or something gets in there, like while you're like putting it in your eye,
Like my eye is like just shut down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the worst, dude. Like you literally,
God forbid, a fucking eyelash gets in there.
Ugh. It's the worst.
Yeah. Then you have to like pull it. I'm like, you.
But then when your eye starts watering, that's when it gets like acceptable for like that, or like susceptible to like
loose
flip and shit.
Right.
While it's in your eye. So like you close your eye to like make sure nothing happens. And then when your eyelids close, it folds it. And then you open it and it's just like moving around and it's folding up.
Dude, that sounds
like I've had it to where it's like my contact's not like on my like eye itself. It's like down in the corner. So I'm like,
It's pulling like slid it back. Over.
Yeah. I'm like,
yeah. Because there's nothing like. It can, it'll just slide around.
It just goes everywhere.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man.
Andrea says she hates it because, like, sometimes I've been in the mirror because I'm like, where the fuck is it?
Dude, right? Isn't that the worst?
I'm like, it's in here somewhere.
There's been times where, like, I've woken up in the morning and, like, I can, like, I know one of them's out because I can't see. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'll be in the bathroom. Like, okay, is it still in my eye or did it fall out? And, like,
have you ever had it just be right here? I'm like,
mm-hmm.
Have you ever lost one in your eye?
No.
I mean, not that I'm aware of.
Yeah.
I just,
You just lost them and.
Mm-hmm.
I've had them, like, fall out. Yeah. I've, like, ripped them, putting them in. I'm like, mew. Fuck.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
I'm so interested in it.
Yeah.
I mean, they're nice, man.
They are nice. Like, during the summer, especially, because, like, you can put sunglasses on and.
Yeah.
I'd be that weirdo that gets colored contact
lenses. I want colored contacts, especially for, like, when I go to concerts. Like, I want the all blacks.
EJ had some. He had like these like brown ones. Even though his eyes are brown, but they're like a different shade.
Yeah, they're like pretty cool. I had a friend in high school. She came into school and she had like gold eyes. I was like, whoa, that's kind of dope. Like, they're like naturally like.
What if you said all white?
Dude, that'd be sweet.
This scared the shit out of people.
This lady was in Costco the other day, and her eyes were literally like cobalt blue.
Ooh,
like not any type of like regular blue eyes. Like.
I bet you're like
super
damn.
Bright, and I'm like, dude, those things are so sweet.
Wow. What was her real eye color?
No, there's no way.
It I'm just saying, like, what if it was? Like, if my kid came out, I'd be incredible. Like, he's Jesus.
Yeah,
right.
Got his fucking eyes.
It was such a cool contact.
Or Superman.
That I assume was. I mean,
it may not have been. It could have been the actual eye.
Yeah, contacts, man, they're dope. Like,
I've always wanted.
It's just getting like comfortable with them and like putting them in.
Right. Yeah, they're not like instantly dope.
The first time you put them in by yourself, it's going to take like an hour.
Mm-hmm.
It took me literally, like, I remember I woke up early to go to school. I was in like eighth grade, and I got so frustrated because I couldn't put them in. I just put my glasses on. I was like, I can't do it.
I can't do this.
I was like, my eye's not staying open. I was like, it keeps fucking falling off my finger. Then my finger would get wet, then it gets stuck. So when I put it on my eye, it doesn't fucking come off.
Would you guys ever consider LASIK?
I don't think so.
No? I don't know, man. There's something about like,
a laser going in your eye.
Yeah. And like, there's like most surgeries, you're asleep. So you wake up, it's fixed. You're up. That one, you're looking at it.
Yeah.
And that shit's.
I would imagine that would hurt.
Yeah.
I mean, they numb you up.
But like, still, you're going to have to look in this brain. Imagine what your eyes feel like afterwards.
Oh, like, my brother in law got it.
Oh,
he said, like, the first day was pretty rough. Like, you have to wear sunglasses because he said your eyes are like super sensitive to light. Like, right. He's like oversensitive. Like he goes, even like a little like flash on something, he'd be like, "Oh my god!" But then like he said, like a couple days later, he's like teaching again. He's,
and just see it normal.
Yeah, I was like, that'd be amazing.
So it worked for him.
Fucking, yeah,
that's amazing.
Just to fucking wake up and see.
See, like, not see be with, like, dude,
where the fuck are my glasses?
Yeah. It's funny because I wake up and like there'll be days that I don't wear glasses and my eyes will just suffer through it.
Right.
And like
that gives me a headache.
Like if I'm off, I might just not put my glasses. But I'll come out here and like start playing video games. I'm like, dude, glasses. Isn't that? Don't I say that a lot?
Yeah, you do.
I can't do that. Like I can't see without my glasses.
Yeah,
so.
Same. I'm so blind.
It
I can't
fucks
go
me
without.
Up more recently than it ever used to because I never wore glasses. But my vision has always been the same
dude,
throughout my entire
did you,
life.
Did you wear them in high school?
No, never wore glasses
you,
in high school.
I've been back a class like this.
Yeah, so would
what
I.
What does that say?
Dude.
I remember the teacher was like, you need glasses? I'm like, no.
I contribute this right here, that wrinkle right there.
From squinting.
From squinting.
Yeah.
That is exactly what that is.
Squint as hard as I could. At the end of the day, my headache.
I wasn't wearing glasses, though, my guy. No.
You know what sucks, though, when you first get contacts? Or anytime I, like, go back to my glasses and then wear contacts again? I am constantly adjusting my glasses.
I did that the other day.
These are my favorite glasses.
These ones always slide off my face.
These things need adjusted.
So I'm always like this. Fierce. But then I put my contacts in. Yeah. I was literally, the other day, when him and I went golfing once, I told him, I was like, dude, I literally went like this.
Yeah.
And my glasses right on my face.
Yeah. Dude, I do that so often. Yeah. Like, I'll just go to, like, adjust them because I'm just so used to having to, like, do that. I'm just like, what are you doing?
I was like,
Your contacts are attached to your eyeballs, bro. You can't adjust those. Don't feel them.
Like, that's funny. That is funny.
Yeah.
Dude, I really do hate adjusting my
glasses. Like, watch me, bro. You'll notice, like, if I'm not wearing my, like, if I wear my glasses and I go back to contacts that first day, you'll see me, like, make adjustments, like, towards my nose or, like, try to, like, straighten my lenses. Like, bro, you have them on your eyeball.
I've done that where I'm like, I try to do that, and I'm like,
yeah, like
can we also, while we're talking about eyeballs and glasses and everything, explain to me why I can clean these motherfuckers, put them on my face,
and then have a fucking fingerprint. Where's that come from? Dude.
Like, the smudges of all smudges,
like,
man.
I literally cleaned them, and where? I was playing a game, and I was like, light, and I was like, bruh.
Dude, that's the worst.
I was like, how did that happen?
Yeah. I was like, I just cleaned them before I put them on my face, and now there's a fucking eyelash.
Like, literally, I went to the eye doctor, she cleaned them, put them on my face, and she goes, how's that? I was like, oh, it's great.
Yeah.
Got home, there's like four smudges. I was like, I didn't touch them. How?
Right.
That doesn't make any sense.
It's crazy, dude. It's all the particles in the air, man.
And then sometimes I'm like, bro, that's a big-ass smudge. Like, what am I speaking of? I'm going to wipe my shit off.
Can we talk about the difference between every cloth and then an actual, like, eyeglass cloth.
Oh my god. It cleans shit. Like,
which, what does?
Like the cloth they give you for these?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, yeah.
And it's amazing. Compared to like a fucking napkin.
Have you ever had nothing and like done like a paper towel or something?
Oh, absolutely. Oh,
and I'm just like, dude, I'm ruining these.
I just want to apologize to any optometrist that is listening right now.
They're probably just what?
Also, please do not take any medical advice from us right now.
Yeah, don't use water. Listen to your doctors.
Yeah, water.
Carry some eye drops.
Don't sleep in your contacts.
Yeah.
Don't do eye drops with contacts.
Eye drops with contacts, though?
No, you're not.
I know. No. But when they're dry, I've hit it before. I'm like, it's like an orgasm, bro. When your eyes are that dry from contacts, I've actually, like, I've taken them out, and then, like, my eyes water. And I'm like,
dude,
I consider myself an expert on eye drops. What eye drops do you prefer?
I don't know. I just
Visine or whatever?
Yeah. Normal ones.
Okay.
The ones you buy, bro. This those is plus. Nice,
those
bro.
Aren't those like prescription?
Rotos.
Those are strong.
They're nice, you're only supposed to
use those like once in a while.
Yeah, they're nice. Yeah. It's kind of like those numbing cough drops that you're only supposed to use like once every month. Yeah. I was definitely chowing down like six of those when my coughing fits were real bad.
By the way, have you ever had a numbing cough drop?
The
cough drops with like benzocaine in them?
Yeah, it's good, man.
Dude,
I just kind of want benzocaine now.
Except when you have a sore, like when you have a sore throat and that shit numbs it, it's like, hello.
Hello, where have you been?
Yeah. There's nothing worse than a sore throat.
When you're sick, there's nothing better than like flipping over when you're laying in bed in your nose. You can breathe for four fucking minutes.
Oh, it's the best, dude.
That's all clear. My
you just sit there in solace and being able to breathe.
Have you ever had like a sore tongue?
No.
Oh, where like your sore throat, like
not even like
rises onto your tongue.
That can be like, but like when I was a kid, I got hand, foot, and mouth disease.
Oh.
Wait, and like,
say that again?
Hand, foot, mouth disease.
What is that?
It's like chicken pox, but it literally only attacks your hand, your feet, and your tongue.
Chicken pox.
Yeah, it was trash.
Chicken pox sucked.
And it like swells your tongue. It hurts to move your tongue.
I would have sunk.
But they give
ass.
You this magical thing called, it's literally called, is it either miracle mouthwash or magic mouthwash.
Mm.
But you literally just put it in your mouth. Gargle it for a little bit and spit it out.
And it fixes it.
And it numbs your whole mouth.
Damn.
And let me tell you, when you can't talk because your tongue's swollen and hurts to move.
You don't even care.
You gargle that, you have like 10 minutes of just, it's amazing. It's amazing.
I hate being sick. With a passion.
Yeah. It's trash.
I do like the feeling of numbing, though. Like, if I'm going to go get a filling or something, I hate the process of it, but the actual feeling of it, it's like, oh, this is kind of cool, actually.
It's neat, because you're just like, bro, how is that? Like,
right.
Like, what the crap?
Nerve ending is just gone.
Just done, right.
I just don't like going home with it, because I'm like,
Have you ever like left the dentist and then like tried to drink water? And you're just like
dribbling.
You don't even know if it's in your mouth. I'm just
I hope the water's going in my mouth right now.
As Andrea's probably listening to this, she's probably laughing because when I went to the dentist last and got work done, they numbed me up on this side. And she's like, "Are you hungry?" I was like, "What the fuck? Are you kidding me?" I was like, "Can't you? I can't even know where tongue is.
Tongue
I was like losing my mind. And she was like, "It's not that serious." I was like, "It is. I can't feel anything." She's like, "Here's some water." I took a drink. I was like, "Did I even swallow it? I can't feel anything."
You literally like, feel like you literally feel like your lips are like.
Yeah, I didn't know I was drooling until it hit down here, and I was like, "Oh, bro, what are we doing?" I was on Call of Duty. I was like, "I can't feel shit."
It reminds me of, like one of my first times, like getting like really drunk and like knowing I was drunk. I was sitting at the table. And, like, I was moving my arm, like, back and forth like this. And the people I was with were like, "What are you doing?" I was like, "Guys, I know I'm drunk." And they're like, "What do you mean?" I was like, "I know I'm moving my arm, but I can't feel that I'm moving my arm." I was like, 18, and they were, like, 24. Like
super drunk.
Yeah, it was great. And he literally just, like, my one buddy just looks at me and goes, "Bro, just relax here, okay?" And, like, starts chuckling. I was like, "I know, it's great. It's awesome. Let's keep drinking."
There's always a telltale sign for me when I'm drinking. And it's when I can, if I can go like this, and I can't feel my fucking lips, I know I'm fucking drunk. I'm on my way to drunk town.
Yeah, that's
once
fair.
Once the lips lose feeling, gone. Be gone.
That'd be terrifying. Not feel your lips,
dude.
It's not that bad.
It's a little rough.
It's not that bad.
And that's after you've just been sitting there for an hour and a half. Yeah. Wait till you have to go get up.
I was gonna say that's my favorite. When you've been sitting there for like an hour and you've been like chugging some beers. You're like, "Oh, I gotta pee. I could probably pee right now." You like stand up like, and all those beers hit you at once. You're just like, "Whew, there we go. All right, this is gonna be a fun walk to the bathroom."
You're sitting in the bathroom. You look like a fucking capital A, like swaying back and forth. Like,
bro, you ever just like put your head out against the wall to get that clutch?
Just get that lean. You're like,
the world's spinning. I'm done. And
I truly don't know why, but when I'm like drunk, I am very vocal when I pee. I'm like, "Oh,
dude, yeah, I've noticed that." Because I think we're at Bob's and we were playing pool, and you went to go pee. I just heard, "Oh."
Dude, I'm a very vocal drunk peer.
I was like, "Man, I've never had that urge." Like.
You've never.
I've done it as like a joke, but I've never like had a piss so good. I'm just like,
I've had those in the morning.
Yeah, but I don't like. Dude. I don't actually vocalize. I've been like, "Fuck, that feels good."
Oh my god.
You don't have a weak bladder though either, or a weak stream.
That's fair. My stream is pretty strong.
So when I do have those pees, I'm like, "Oh my fuck."
I just had one the other day when I was out shopping. I drank like breakfast. We went to Bob Evans, had a great breakfast, and then I had like 10 waters. And so then, like, I was fine most of the day. And we went from east into Polaris. And my mom was driving. And I was like, "Mom, you gotta hurry up." She's like, "Why?" I was like, "I gotta pee." And she's like, "Okay." Well, then, like, of course, we hit traffic. By the time we got to Polaris, my bladder was like filled. like walking, it hurt. I was like, "Oh my God." And I got to the bathroom. And literally, like, as soon as I unzipped, started peeing. And I was like, "Oh, thank God." And then it was packed in there too. But I was like, "Woo!"
Dude, I've had that. Do you remember on the way to New York how bad that I had to pee that one fucking time?
Uh-huh.
I literally wanted you to pull the fuck over on the highway,
yeah,
so I could get the fuck out and piss.
I hate that feeling,
dude. Because we were drinking pops and we were, you know,
what kind of
had
pop?
Monsters and all this stuff.
We were just chugging.
That's a lot.
Yeah, we were doing a lot.
Yeah,
road pops.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways. But like an hour in, man, I'm just like, everybody else was fine.
Yeah.
But then it just fucking hits me, dude. And I have to like, I'm telling you, the pee for like a half hour before I even said anything to you was like on the tip of my urethra, just getting ready to come out. I'm sitting there doing everything I can.
Every time you hit a bump, you're like.
And I'm like, "Okay, if I don't go right now," I'm like, "Dave, you have to pull this car over or we have to find the next closest destination for me to pee."
Dude, is that not the worst feeling though? Like when you're like literally on the. When you're, like, literally on the edge of, like, about to piss yourself.
Ugh.
I hate that.
It literally feels like there's a fist coming out of your, like, piss hole. And you're just like, "Nope, I got this.
I swear, it's like we talked about the poop thing. As soon as my dick senses or my brain senses there's a toilet, it's like, oh, we have to pee right now, actually. Right I'm now. Like, dude, wait a second. Let me unzip.
See, mine's a little different because, like, it knows that I'm a guy. So it's like, dude, you open this door, you can piss right here. Or like, you know what I mean? Because I've had to do that at, like, tailgates and stuff so often, like, just opening the door and pissing on the side of the car and shit.
So I saw someone, speaking of peeing, though, I saw someone while I was shopping break the cardinal rule.
They sat. They stood next to someone with an open urinal.
Yes. That's disgusting.
Not only was there open urinals, there's like 15 of them.
Right.
Oh, so he made there's it. Like, he was like the weirdo.
It was like young guy. He was probably like 20.
Yeah.
Then there was like a guy who was like, he looked like 28, like our age.
Okay.
Then there was another guy. So there's like, but it was like every other. And then there was like a good 8 left. Like the bathrooms at Polaris.
Right.
So there's like a good like 8 or 9 left. And the stalls were open too. So like we had plenty of options.
Options.
I went to the end.
Fair.
No one down there.
Right.
This guy walks in between the 20 and 28 year old, starts peeing.
Oh, no,
we have a good 7 left.
That's disgusting.
What are we doing?
Does my guy think he's making like a power play?
Right.
Like
is he having a douchebag, trying to man. Show his dick?
He's just hogging wild, man.
But dude, the way he looked at him too, like he did like the head nod. Oh. I was like,
that is what it was.
Yeah.
He was just hog wild, man.
He
was hog wild.
He was trying to see some pee or see.
Okay.
Then.
Do you remember? I don't know. I don't think it's still like this, but the old style at OSU Stadium, the piss troughs.
I think I remember. Yeah, like the ones with the ice.
No. The fucking in the bathroom. It's just literally.
It's like a.
I actually kind of like those.
I think it's
what
like, only because
I think it's still like that.
At events like that, it makes sense because that rule in events like that goes out the window because there's 100,000 people trying to piss.
Yeah.
So a trough is perfect because as soon as there's an opening, boom, you piss.
But you're standing next to somebody.
Don't elbow me. Don't touch my elbows. Don't get that fucking close.
Well, yeah. Give me a little room. Elbows.
And everybody can see everybody's dick.
There's dicks everywhere. I mean,
if you're standing at a piss trough and your eyes move anywhere above, below eye level.
Yeah. If I'm talking to you and I see you, Glenn, I'm done with you.
You questionable.
Yeah.
You know the best part of it, the best part to piss on a piss trough
what?
Is on the end because you can kind of point yourself towards the
you
wall.
Can, yeah, dude.
And you that's what you I do every time I go for that. And
you
I'm kind of
block them with the shoulder.
Exactly.
Roof. Have you ever tried to like? Bro. You ever put your left hand down a little, try to build a wall? I've seen people do that technique. Like they pull out, they hold a one.
Why are you watching that intently? I'm just kidding.
I mean, hey, I saw that technique. I was like, bro, let me try.
He said, "I saw that technique."
I was like,
"My man saw a big dick." Was like, "Damn, if my dude got all comfortable."
I was like, "Bro, everybody, look at this guy. He just broke the internet. He got the technique down.
Look at his dick covering
this guy. He either have a big dick, he don't want to show it, or a little dick. It's okay.
You faggot. You are a faggot, sir. Don't cover your dick."
They were just sitting about like,
"I was like,
cover your dick, my guy.
What are you doing?
That's funny.
Oh, you're blocking it." Yeah. Nice.
He was literally pulling a cock block.
And excuse me. Yeah. I don't give a shit if it's me and you in the bathroom. Don't fucking talk to me while I'm holding my penis and peeing.
There's something weird.
We can talk at the sink like we did the other day when I was pooping and you were peeing. Dude, I heard him walk in. I was at work in the middle stall pooping.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard him walk in, and the first thing that went through my mind, which is funny because I said it earlier, is like, David can't see my shoes. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, all right, I gotta hurry up so I can talk to him at the sink, and I did. But I knew it was him just by the way he walked in and like his keys were jingling a little bit.
So I have 2 sets of keys off my hip when I'm at work.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So I have a very distinctive like.
You sound like a reindeer.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. Because like you can hear him coming down.
Yeah.
People always said we sound similar when I had my keys on me. But they were always disappointed when it was actually me. I'd walk in the office, and they're like,
"This fucking guy."
I have literally seen that happen.
Yeah.
Because like I would walk in right after, and be like, "Oh."
I'm like, "Oh yeah, fuck me."
It's also really fun because now like I have a stealth mode, so like if I ever want to like scare people or like surprise people, I just tuck my keys in my pockets. And,
dude,
like,
I have no idea
who I am.
I love the tuck pocket.
Oh, dude, it was such a cool move, man.
Yeah.
I scared Flace twice the other day.
Did you
with the stealth mode? Yeah.
Impressive.
That was impressive.
I like scaring people. It's
fun, man. Although he kept playing it. He's like, "I'm just ticklish. It didn't scare me. I just jumped because I'm ticklish." I was like, "Okay, buddy.
Okay."
Were you tickling a grown man at work?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Meow.
This burp. Guy.
He said burpity burp, guys.
Like a, you're a streak.
Shit. That burp was brought to you in part by Instacart. Go ahead,
ooh,
David.
Way to lead him into that.
It was brought, okay.
I don't know if it was like brought to you by
that. Yeah, no, that was kind of trash, yeah. But yeah. I guess I'm going to call for this segue. Yeah. So.
What a alley-oop that was.
So, as my, as my, oh, hot. I thought you said something else. I was like, what?
I was like, wow.
Yeah. So, as my great co-host just mentioned, we do have an affiliate that you guys should check out. They are known as Instacart. If you haven't heard about them by now, then you are probably living under a rock. They are a delivery service, kind of like, you know, the other ones you've heard about, like, that aren't as good, like Postmates or, like, Grubhub or DoorDash that use restaurants. These guys bring groceries to your front door with a small, convenient fee. So if you download the app and if you follow the link on our website, they'll get you there and you get some cool promotions.
Mine was better.
Definitely was. I'm screwed up here. My bad. Following the link in the show notes, lets Instacart know that we sent you. Multiple stores are available. Shop all your favorites on a single order.
Can I say something real quick?
Go ahead, buddy.
In the middle of this. I love it every time that you pull the computer out because when we start stumbling, we say the exact same thing because we say follow the link in the show notes.
You guys don't like. You guys just read it like it's a fucking.
Yeah, it is, man. That's what it is.
You don't just like.
It's every single time, yeah. And I love it. I love.
And you
that.
Guys also have to go, and then you go into.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. But yeah.
So you just, yeah.
There's multiple stores available, so you can shop all your favorites on a single order. The products you love from your local stores, hand selected by shoppers based on your preferences. They do deliver to your door in as fast as an hour. And I will say, Steve and I have taken advantage of this before.
Yeah.
And they were very quick, and it was very nice. It was dope, and we didn't have to leave the apartment. It was nice. It was cold. Oh, yeah. We didn't want to. We were lazy.
I wanted milk and candy from Kroger's and cookies. We got cookies, milk, and candy.
That's a hell of a combo.
It was a great time.
It was within like the hour.
Now, some of the cool features that we didn't have at that time, but Instacart will actually like highlight deals for you too, so you can help save money.
So you could have got a deal on those cookies.
Good.
And then you can find everything you usually buy and get smart suggestions for new items too. So they'll show you like items, like new cookies that might have come out. Don't lose that. Stuff. You know what I mean? And they also pick the freshest produce for you and keep your eggs safe because nobody wants an omelet delivered.
No.
Unless you know order an omelet, but yeah. So
did we say good job, that?
If you use the link, you do get free delivery on your first order over $35.
So use the link, you fucker.
And it just lets them know that we sent you, so yeah. It helps us out. And Instacart's a great affiliate, so you should check them out, dude.
Because every time you guys use it, we get money. So. Go ahead
help us
that.
Grow.
Yeah.
Help us grow. Help yeah. Instacart grow. Help your fridge and happiness grow.
If we get money, we can get a spirit box, and then we could talk to Calvin.
Listen, if you don't have to go to the store, you can spend so much more time being productive or masturbating.
Or masturbating. Maybe you start running out of lotion, and you're three strokes in.
Yeah.
Call Instacart. Crucial. Find the video you need. Boom.
Boom. Bada bing, bada boom. You got Lubriderm in your fucking pocket in an hour.
Lubriderm?
I tickled Taylor with
that. That tickled his elbow. What about Jerkins?
That was good.
I'm an Aveeno guy.
Oh.
Aveeno. Baby.
Take her breath away.
Vagine.
We're going to make that one day.
I think we should.
I would like to say something here.
Okay. Oh, boy.
The intro to this podcast.
Yeah.
Killing Chanel.
That, yes. So, in high school... Steve-O and I decided that we were going to make a band because he was starting to learn how to play bass. I play guitar a little bit. And we wanted to be metalcore because that was what was big at the time, and we both thoroughly enjoyed it. So we decided to come up with a band name called Killing Chanel.
Mm-hmm.
Steve-O actually made a logo for it, which turned out pretty sweet. It was a complete ripoff of Calvin Klein.
Yeah. No.
Or no, Chanel. But like it looked sick. He was really good with...
Photoshop.
And we actually wrote lyrics for a song. We called it Brutal Goodbye. Mm-hmm. It was cringy as fuck. I could probably find it if I wanted to try
cringy
it.
Cringy as a bitch, dude. We should perform that on here.
We should.
We should perform it on here.
We could probably make that work because I'm legit. I think this was back in like my Facebook notes days.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure there's a note of brutal goodbye.
I think it is on there.
Yeah. So if you're find it, we could make some music to it. We could try to release this.
We should do it.
Just for maybe that's a Patreon thing. Maybe if you get donate
a buck. Chanel. A buck a month.
Get a tortilla mask of death.
Maybe the and Patreon your own copy. Thing will be like the CD will be on there.
Ooh. But yeah.
People have to pay for
it. So if you listen to the intro, which if you're here, you probably listen to the intro of this one. It's probably what Killing Chanel would have been close to sounding like, but exactly. with not as hip-hoppy lyrics. But it's still hip-hoppy lyrics, just not as hip-hoppy.
Exactly. We do have another song in the works.
I thought it was good. I thought it was good.
Yeah, well, actually, we didn't even tell you about this. Oh. Steve and I have been working on another song.
The actual, legit, good fucking song.
What's it called?
We don't have a title. It's a working title.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Yeah.
Kind of. What
is it about?
I don't know.
Go ahead, my guy.
It's just about...
I discussed Killing Chanel, so you discuss this.
It's about love, and it's comparing a relationship to it's comparing you needing a person just like you would need a heroin, or when they're away, you're going through withdrawals and stuff. But everything is compared to heroin.
The working title right now is Heroin High.
Yes.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
We also may have been working on a holiday song.
I mean, we only got like
but not two your more days. Average holiday song.
Yes.
It's not just for the holidays. It's for all of the holidays.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, like
New Year's.
Yeah.
Easter. We got two more MLK days in there.
We've got a couple of originals on deck.
Yeah. So our creative muscles are flexing. It's been fun.
It has been.
Impressive.
And yeah, we'll see what, we'll keep you posted on it. But there might be some things in the work for you, my guy.
For me.
For everybody.
For everybody. But like, we'll need to like work on it a little bit.
Oh. Yeah. Because if it sucks, it's not being posted. Know.
That's why we haven't shown you yet, because right now they do.
No, Heroin High is good. Heroin High is fucking good.
Everyone that's heard it has enjoyed it.
Oh. Are you already done?
No.
How much of it do you have done?
A verse and a chorus.
Yeah, so we need like good another two verses. Some
things.
Maybe a bridge. Yeah. I don't know.
Hmm.
Breakdown. No, I'm just joking.
But yeah.
So, I thought you were like.
I was making sure I did have it. I do.
How about?
This is really, really like rough draft. Real rough draft. This is
rough. Don't judge them.
Yeah, if you can even hear it. And this is just me, my acoustic guitar, my phone.
No. I'm strictly creative, and I gave. So the story behind this song was, he was playing a similar kind of riff on the guitar, and then I literally just started fucking around making up lyrics to this song, and then like we kind of sat there and thought, and I'm like, dude, that's actually a really good song. You could kind of compare it to like.
Yeah, because he started talking about like heroin, and we were like giggling about that. We're like, oh yeah. It was like it was that riff. I was on that riff.
Yeah.
And I was like, I started singing Heroin High because he was like kind of going around with it, and then we like both started singing Heroin High. We're like, man, that actually really works.
Yeah.
Like, that's really dope. And he was like, bro, what if we like made like a love song? And I was like, oh, shit. And it just kind of went from there.
Kind of came from there. We kind of came up with lyrics. Mm-hmm. We just got to sit down and write more.
Yeah. I mean, it's not that's missing a ton. That's very raw. But yeah, that's very like not everybody
gets. Yeah, so if you guys think it sucks, don't judge them.
Yeah. But do let us know. Like, if that's just something that needs to just go the fuck away.
Yeah, if they're like, please just cut your vocal cords out. Like,
yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, I will mention. Like, man, yeah, that was raw off recording.
No, I mean, you know, Dave's not like Brian McKnight, but it's not terrible. I appreciate I've heard
that.
Worse.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And that was not a good performance.
I want to sing it too.
I want to hear you sing it.
What?
So you want to get in there, huh?
Yeah.
I would want you, like, legitimately, I would want you on there.
I think
I feel like our voices work well.
Yeah.
Together.
Let's try to harmonize.
Ooh. Yeah, my baby boy.
My baby boy.
You're my motherfucking baby boy.
You're my fucking baby boy.
I fucking love you, David.
I fucking love you, Steve-O.
I got home from work and David gave me a kiss.
That's actually that's actually accurate.
Okay.
Yep, that happened. Well, he got jealous.
Wow.
So I had to give him a kiss.
Where at?
I cornered him in the corner of the door, and I literally grabbed his cheek because he kept trying to turn. I turned his face. I
kiss him on the lips?
Right on the fucking lips.
Okay.
Look, you can't look me in the eyes and be like, where's my kiss? And then not expect a fucking kiss.
Was your guy's nails painted before or after this?
After.
Okay.
No, before.
I'm sorry. Yes, our nails were already painted. Okay. Is what the answer to that question is.
That's good.
The funniest thing was the way he giggled afterwards for like 5 minutes.
You liked it? He giggled like, well, how?
My man was like,
don't call me out.
He called me out. Like, I'll call you
he
out.
He giggled.
That's exactly what it was. Oh. It was super cute. We're fucking cute, man. That is. Sorry.
I'm comfortable with who the fuck I am as a human being.
Look, yeah, man, we paint
which
our nails.
Explains the nail paint.
Exactly. Yeah,
someone asked me why I did it today, and I was like, because I'm comfortable with who I am.
Yeah, I just wanted to paint my nails.
I don't need an explanation to wear nail paint.
No. And I legitimately like my ring finger being painted. I like that a lot, because I wear a ring, so like.
Did you see his thumb? I did that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was a good design there.
That's nice.
You did really good. It's a clean looking cross, my guy. You did good.
Yeah.
You did good.
So what was the motivation on the nail painting?
Legitimately, he came up to me at work and he was like, dude, why is it like looked down on for like guys to paint their nails? Like, what if I want to paint my nails? He's like, bro, you just do it. And he was like.
Yeah, I mean, there's guys in high school painting their shit all the time.
Yeah, those guys.
They're like the gothy guys. But yeah.
But we're not like.
No one blinked.
Yeah. And like,
you can dress up like a woman today,
right?
And that's what I told him. I was like, bro, just do it. Like, there's no one stopping you. And I was like, I'll do it with you. I don't care. Like, it sounds like fun. Let's go.
So, is this going to be a new thing?
I think it might. I mean, maybe not like an every like week or whatever, but like, I'm not rushing to take this off.
I'm just gonna let this chip off and
we'll go from there.
Yeah.
And like, honestly, I did kind of get ideas for like football season and stuff, like doing brown and orange for the Browns game, or like blue and yellow for Michigan.
Dude,
you know, why not?
People were actually pretty receptive to it today.
I was pleasantly surprised.
A lot of people that you would think would be judgmental didn't even bat an eye at it today when at work, which was good. Is how
I like
it should
that.
Be.
Yeah.
It's 2019,
and the people that were bold enough to say something were like, "Oh fuck yeah, that's awesome!" Like,
yeah,
no one's gonna be like.
I mean, I'm sure there were some interesting conversations in vehicles on the way home. Like, bro, did you see that fat dude's head? Man. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Whatever.
But, you know, it's fine. But you don't even know those people.
But member asked me, and I was just like, there's literally no reason. It was kind of a bet with my best friend, and I'm just weird. So
that is something one of my coworkers is like, so did you lose a bet? I was like, no, I just wanted to do it. I told him I'd do it with him, and I did it. Like, what's up?
That's a good friend.
Yeah.
Because if you would have brought that shit to me, I would take that shit off the table, my guy. I support you.
It's not for everyone.
But that's not necessary. So you guys can pull it off, though. You guys have, like, a certain look.
I don't
like that look.
I'm
going to act like I do.
I will say, if you ever came over here with painted nails, I'd be like,
whoa. People be like, what's happening?
I show up with painted nails, you're kind of like, yeah, whatever.
Like, you guys listen to, like, the rock music and stuff. That's fine. Yeah. I listen to Nat King Cole.
You show up with painted nails, I'm checking you into a mental hospital. Yeah,
because you know I've lost.
I've lost it?
I'm two steps away from killing somebody.
Taylor has lost his mind.
If I show up with some stuff like that, yeah. I'm either about to kill someone or I've just lost everything.
You just sit there, painted nails, just going like this?
Yeah.
Just staring off into space.
You're just like, here I do.
There's also...
I'm now Kakecha. Like how I brought that back?
Yeah. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, there is a part of me that wants to try Guyliner, too. Just see what it looks like.
Oh.
Okay, now
I know.
We're hitting somewhere.
Why not? Let's fucking do it. Big bet.
One of these days. It's going
to
happen.
Why don't we put some lipstick on, too?
I don't have an urge to put lipstick
why
on.
Why not?
I don't know. I have an urge to see what I would look like with Guyliner on.
I've had my makeup done before.
Have you?
Yeah.
Full blown?
Yeah.
Nice.
People and things and stuff.
What was it like? No, legitimately, like, what was it like?
It was weird. I mean, you don't feel it or anything. It's just weird.
That's fair. I bet you look beautiful with makeup on.
Now, Andrea asked me this. She goes, if we have a daughter, are you going to let her paint her nails? I was like, well, obviously.
Of course.
I was like, I'm not that.
Hell yeah.
Am I going to take it off? Fuck yeah. I'm not wearing that shit out. What the fuck I look like? But I'll be like, okay, I'll take it out.
I think I would.
Because you guys.
Like, you see what she did?
We've gone over this.
I know.
We've talked about this.
But like, especially like if it was my daughter though, I'd be like, hell yeah, you see what my daughter did? Look how dope I look. Fuck
I'll be
you
like,
guys.
What the fuck, bro? Talk about my shit again, bro.
About my daughter.
Right.
Bruh.
You want to say some shit? There. Jesus. We're not fucking roosters.
Man, you know me so well.
I love roosters.
God, rooster's wings.
Well, I haven't been there.
I haven't had
time.
That in a long time.
We haven't had roosters.
I haven't gone since I went with you guys.
And it's probably been about the same for us.
That was like October or like September. It was warm.
That needs to change.
Living so close to it, I did get a little burnout on it.
Yeah, we did go a little heavy there for a little while.
Yeah, you guys
and that's
close.
Not even the good one. The Olentangy one is better.
No, this is the good one because of...
Yeah, she's awesome.
The bartender.
Casey, right?
No.
No?
Not. I don't think it's Casey.
I honestly can't remember now.
Kelsey,
that's it. Kelsey. Yep.
Kelsey.
I knew it was close to that.
Yeah.
She's nice.
She's dope, man.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Fun. Yeah.
Her and...
Sugar Baby.
What?
That's her boyfriend.
She calls her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Her boyfriend's
Sugar Baby?
No, but she's his sugar mama, is the joke. So she was like, oh, I was like, so that's like your sugar baby. She's like, yeah, it's Sugar Baby.
I mean, that sugar sounds baby. Like that guy has the life.
Hey, ain't a bad time.
Sounds fun.
Yeah.
Randy works there.
Dude, that's so crazy that he works
that
there.
That really is, dude.
There's no way he still does there. No way.
Oh, I guarantee you. If we go there and Randy still works there, I will suck your fucking
dude,
dick
absolutely.
On this
no
podcast.
Way. No way that man holds a job that long.
No. Fuck no. God no.
I don't even know who you guys are talking about.
Yeah.
Yep. He randomly listens to this. Fuck
he's like,
guys.
Fuck me, man. I'm fucking Randy.
Calls himself Randy Mo Bandy.
I'm fucking Randy. Like, it's me. I'm fucking Randy.
That's something Randy would say, though.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. He was a he was a kid in the neighborhood.
Oh.
That always had questionable life decisions.
Yes. And looks exactly how you would think. Somebody growing up with questionable life decisions and that your parents told you to stay away from.
That is a cook at Roosters.
Would look. That was perfectly timed.
Yeah, I feel like I could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, lots of like face and neck tats. Yeah.
Nothing wrong with neck
Nothing
tats.
Wrong with it, but there is a style of tats.
Yeah, these are not classic.
Oh, they got like the prison tats.
Yeah.
All right. Those are cool sometimes.
Bardi.
No, but I'm sure he's a great guy.
Yeah, he's probably.
No,
he's going to come over and kill both of you. So
no,
that's,
bro,
it's fine.
I had fun with him back in the, like.
Yeah, you did.
Cause I,
way
no,
to save it. Way
yeah,
to,
you did.
No, because way I was it. I was closer to Randy than he was.
He was
Randy
was
my next
two
door. Two
houses away. Or
no, he was legitimately
my right next door.
Next door neighbor. Yeah, so I would like if David wasn't available, I'd hit up a few,
Randy.
I'd hit
Randy
up a
was
few
David
people.
Too.
I'd hit up a few people, then I'd hit up Randy. Like,
his call list.
Wow,
his
he's
call
down
list,
the list.
No. His call list was me, Mad Dog, sit at home and think about it, Randy.
No, this was the order. David, maybe touch myself. Mad Dog. That guy that lives on the corner that you never fucked with. Mm-hmm. And then, like, the
What was his name?
Ryan.
Oh, okay.
Sitting at home alone. And then the very last thing would be, like, Randy coming and knocking on my door. And I'm me being like, no, I'm not here.
Can Steve come out to play? I'm not here.
Dude, how many times have you, like, actually told someone, like, or, like, your parents to tell someone they're not home?
A few.
I did a lot.
I've done it, I think, twice in my life. And, like, the last time it was, like, in high school. My dad Imagine like, okay, this. We're not going to do this for you anymore. I literally, like, stayed in the basement.
Just tell them I'm not here.
And I was like, all right, when they get off, I'll come back up. Like, I came back up, my dad was like, all right, that's never going to happen again. I was like, okay.
I mean, like, imagine this guy as a child.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
He was more blunt and more attackful. So when people come over, when he would come over, attackful is. Look it up, Dick.
Yeah, right next to this guy.
We got Benjamin Franklin over here, guys. Benjamin Franklin. Yeah, he's smart.
I was Abraham Lincoln. Thank you very much.
You were Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, that's like episode, like, 4.
Damn, that was a long time ago.
Oh, if you're trying to figure this out, we don't say the numbers anymore because I've lost track. It slipped.
We've gotten too good at this, and we've just forgotten what number we're on.
Yeah, we're in the 30s.
Just pushing out content every week, and if you want to keep up, you just count them because you know what? We're too busy to keep count.
Yeah,
and we're just gonna keep pushing out this gold.
Pushing this gold. Out.
We're like the golden goose. We're just shitting out gold shit bricks. Eggs.
We shit out.
I think it's eggs, but it's all right. Okay. Gold bricks.
We shit out. There's like little droplets.
There's little nugs.
Little nugs.
Droplets.
As Baby Yoda memes would say, little chicky nuggies. I love Baby Yoda.
What is
by
what
the
Baby Yoda?
Nope, don't you dare.
It's actually happening. Not. It's actually
the
not.
The show
Yoda.
Is amazing.
What it's actually not it, Yoda.
The show is amazing.
Because if I look on my goddamn Facebook one more time and I see a fucking.
Well, then quit
Yoda
following
meme,
me.
It's
quit
annoying.
Following me, Taylor.
I don't get it.
Right now, just block
what
me
is
on
it
Facebook.
From? What is
it's
it
from The Mandalorian on Disney Plus.
I've heard that's good.
It is amazing. And next week, well, it'll pass already by the time you guys hear this. But in
Spoiler
the future,
alert.
Next week will be the series or season finale. Mm. So you can binge watch all 8 episodes.
What is it?
It's a Star Wars. It's based in the Star Wars galaxy, but it's not like a Star Wars story. It's not tied to the canon or anything.
I will say, as a not the biggest Star Wars fan ever, I don't watch the movies. I haven't seen any of the new movies. Not ever been really a huge Star Wars fan. The Mandalorian is really fucking good.
Is it like... Yeah. Kiddish, adultish?
No, it's an adult film. Yeah, it's like Star Wars, where it's like kids can watch it and they'll have fun with it with things like Baby Yoda and like things like that. But it is like, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's really, really good. I highly suggest it. I'm not getting paid by Disney, by the way, which is kind of lame. It would be dope if we were.
If we were, we would not be doing this.
But we would also not be able to make the content that we do if we were just supported by Disney.
Since you are an expert on content, because you guys make songs.
We do.
It's true. Where are you going to go, man? Where are you going to go? I'm not ready. Where are we going to go with this, man? I'm nervous. Hold on. You know where you're at. Steve, you were just about to say something before he was going to change it. What were you going to say about Mandalorian? Do you remember?
No.
Okay, never mind. Go ahead. Where are we going?
Do you guys want to release like a CD in 2020?
That would be dope. That would be dope to have like an album.
I've been in the works.
Okay.
Trying to get you guys a Spotify account.
Yeah?
So we can put all the songs on there.
Oh, man.
It's a little harder than I thought it was.
Is it really?
I would say.
Because in order for you to get on Spotify, you have to, like, upload your music to, like... There's, like, websites like Buzzsprout, like we use for podcasts that do that for songs.
Yeah, like Reverb Nation
and
stuff like that.
I'm already paying for Buzzsprout, so one of you guys probably have to pay for that.
Oh, I didn't know that was a free site.
Anchor's free, but I moved to Buzzsprout because they're bigger. So
fair enough.
So I didn't mind paying. It's like $12 a month, so it's not that bad. Yeah.
So I, because honestly, what I was even thinking was that we just would like release an episode that was, or like it would be like an episode,
like I do with
like
the song,
and just talk like greatest hits and just like have like a bunch of songs.
I mean,
on
we
the
can
episode.
Even do like a SoundCloud.
We could do that because
we started doing.
Actually, that would probably be the easiest way to do it.
Yeah,
just do SoundCloud and then just...
Because they have, like, the premium ones, like, $10 a month, and you can upload, like, as much as you want. And then, like,
even with the free one, it would take a lot to reach the limit.
Oh, really?
Dude, rappers get fucking big off the free one.
Yeah.
Oh, well, in that case, yeah, we probably just do SoundCloud. We'll add it to all the show notes.
I don't really want to say that. I'm not going to give the link out on this or anything, but I have a SoundCloud for my personal stuff.
You guys have a SoundCloud.
How many hits you get?
Actually, one song had over triple digits.
Whoa!
That kind of freaked me out a little bit.
Were you like, I'm about to be the next, like,
Margaret? No, I knew, like, triple digits is nothing. But I did. One of my songs got triple digit plays.
If one of our episodes ever hit triple digits, I'm going to fuck someone in here.
Dude, I'd love it.
I mean, as you can see, it's gotten me a lot. I'm, you know.
You, yeah, I mean, you're rolling in, like, gold chains.
Yeah, man.
But, yeah, I mean, the good thing about this is I've seen. What's cool about Buzzsprout is, like, they have more stats than Anchor does. Sorry, Anchor.
Oh, shout out to Anchor. They were good for what they were.
But, yeah, they were. I'm really
trying to move up.
But, like, the stats on here, like, I've been able to, like, watch episodes, like, grow, and each one we've released for, like, the last 4 weeks has had more listens than the other one, which is pretty cool.
Shout out to the listeners, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to the fucking thug champions that is Skokie, Illinois. I still want to know who the fuck you are. Email us, please.
I also want to shout out my brother because, as discussed earlier today, he is literally listening to every episode. Yeah, so, Matt, thank you for that,
and
my
Colin,
guy.
Colin,
another brother.
Yeah.
My dude knows lyrics. Like, we don't even remember lyrics.
Bro,
my guy was
at Thanksgiving
just dropping bars, bro.
Yeah. Thank you for listening to every fucking episode.
Yeah. No, really, seriously.
David had a fellow coworker walk up to him the other day and make a reference to.
Yeah, yeah. As they were walking by, they're like, by the way, you really need to see Snowpiercer. It's a really good movie. And I was like, where did that
come
from?
You're like, what?
I was like, oh, you listen to the podcast. Oh, that's dope. Like, that was just, like, cool, man. So we really appreciate it. Like, for real, that's dope. And
even though we're not as big as we would like to be, we do appreciate
it. Yeah, I mean,
everything helps, man. And if it brings you entertainment, that's what we're here for.
Yeah, I mean, we've only been doing this for, like, six months? Since April.
About 8 months.
Yeah.
About 8 months, my guy.
But I mean, even that, like, here's what's crazy with this.
To be fair, though, I've not been on it for 8 months, so.
You've been on it since, like, June.
It's been about 6 months since we've.
But here's what's crazy with this. Try to find, like I said, with the whole, like, sit down with your friend, talk for an hour. Try to find someone, especially two people, or three, and that's including me. Try to find one person or two that you can meet up with every week on the same day at the same time and do something for an hour.
Yeah.
When all of us have jobs, we have lives to live, but we still do this.
And now do that every single week for damn near a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And throw in even more time when we hang out on the day that we don't hang out.
Yeah.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
We are together a lot, and I do appreciate
it. Yeah, like, we only hang out, like, when we record. Like, we actually like each other, so.
Yeah, we're actually friends.
We don't text each other, like, no, I don't want to actually hang out with you. Well, I'll see you Sunday,
Although, I have been ducking my dude on some Call of Duty.
You have been.
Bro. He's been playing Madden like a little bitch.
Bro, he got so mad at AHL that he just needs to be dominant for a little while.
He just needs to win for a little second.
So for those of you who don't remember, he purchased NHL 20 during Black Friday, and it was a failed experiment,
guys. Hard, bro.
Listen, I started a franchise with my hometown Columbus Blue Jackets.
Not good.
CBJ.
I have gone 3-17-1, and one of my wins came by way of Taylor. He popped on my sticks and got me one of my three wins.
And this isn't a dig at Taylor at all. It's just in Taylor fashion, was watching Steve-O just fail terribly at a game. It was like, all right, bro, I'm going to pick up one of the sticks because Steve-O had to go do something. I think he went to go smoke. And just like, it was like, oh, just scored.
I scored like 20 seconds. Scored. I was like, damn.
Because the whole time Steve-O was like, bro, why can't I just.
Dude, the way he looked when I was like, dude, I scored. He was like.
Dude, that game frustrates the fuck
out
of me.
Dude, it's the most frustrating sports game I've ever played.
It's a really good, really good sports game. Really true. I feel like true simulation of hockey.
Yeah, it's fair.
And like, it's brutal to you.
Like, humble brag, I'm pretty good at video games.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
You name a game, I'm pretty good at it.
Yeah.
That game, I'm getting my ass handed to me. Like, the computer, yeah. I usually beat the computer.
It's a challenge, man.
It's, like, fucking hard. Like, one, I don't know a lot about hockey.
Yeah.
So I don't know, like, the offense, and I don't know, like, the different strats. I've been learning a little bit, like, cycling the puck, slunt cutting, and all that shit. Right. But, like, then the controls are deep.
The computer be hitting me
with some shit where I'm like... Well, how the fuck you do that? He just passed him on his back.
That was one of the frustrations that
or I'll try to do something and I'll just shoot it. I'm like, from half court?
So Okay, I have known Steve-O for 20 plus years now. Over 20 years. I have seen this man play video games a lot. I have never seen my man get so angry before as he did the last time he played NHL.
When was this?
This was about a week or so ago.
About probably like 6 days ago because it was after the last podcast. Okay.
Yeah, and my guy literally...
I was off those days. Yeah, it was like Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah, it was Monday and Tuesday. My guy, he literally, in his frustration, he was... I'm not even trying to make fun of him. He was so frustrated that he was like tearing up. Like he wanted to cry.
Dude, that's some serious frustration.
Because not only was I losing. Okay, listen, listen, listen.
He was playing the Calgary Flames and he was down 7-1.
Listen to me.
What period was it?
Second. No, it was second. Second.
You're right, it was second.
Listen to me. Listen to me when I tell you this. Right. Listen to me when I tell you this. At one point in my season, I was 2-2-1. I have fucking lost 15 straight hockey games.
And ladies and gentlemen, these aren't just like, oh, I lost by like a goal.
They are mollywhoppings. They are one game, I don't know who the fuck it was, but they had 73. Shots to my 17. I had.
That means they had the puck like the whole game.
Excuse me. That's not the worst part about it, right? Okay, there's 60 minutes in hockey, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I had 48 penalty minutes.
How many players do you have left? There was fucking just the coach by himself and goalie.
Fired the goalie coach. You know the coach, remember?
Dude, that was his first move. Doesn't even know what he's doing. He just, this guy sucks.
And then he tried to re-sign him and he said no.
He was like, oh, he's expensive.
Well, now I'm stuck with the worst.
He offered like 10 guys. They all said, nah.
Man.
I sit here and get my ass beat by the fucking computer on pro, mind you. No sliders. No sliders. Excuse me. No fucking sliders on pro.
On pro. That's rough.
That's the second level of difficulty.
It goes rookie, pro.
There's five levels.
It's what I use on fucking NCAA.
I'm the one above pro.
So I've lost.
I'm about to go down to pro.
I've lost all these games. And the goal, I've probably let up 100 goals in 20 games. And I probably have 12.
Dude, I'm not
going
to lie.
That's just shots on goal.
My season, I've only played
12 shots on goal. So fresh.
Dude, what's your attack time? Like a minute?
Dude, sometimes 0.3. There was one game that I had 48 seconds of attack time.
That's so bad.
It's so bad.
Man. Oh. That's so gold.
No, like I play mine on the level above it with sliders because it's supposed to balance it out. And I've played like four games in the last couple nights. I haven't scored a goal.
Mm.
I lost 7-0.
Praise Jesus.
6-0. 4-0.
Wow.
6-0.
That's rough, man.
My stat. But here's the thing. I feel like the computer goalie is way better than my goalie.
Dude, the computer goalie is so
my
ridiculous.
Goalie's like fucking blind or something.
Actually, my goalie's really good. When you're getting 73 shots and you're like
let
7?
Yeah, that's like 80%.
That's pretty solid.
He's probably like, help me.
Help me, right. Help you.
Clear the puck.
Where's my coach? Fire my coach.
That was the like sign of doom. Is the new owner took over, looked at his grades of his coach, and was like, "What does E minus mean? I think that means he sucks. He's gone."
And then, oops.
And then goes to look at coaches. And he has no money to buy a new coach, and he starts looking at E minuses.
So I hired a goalie coach.
How's that turning out for you?
We're still shitty. I signed a new goalie.
Mm-hmm.
I sent my previous backup to AHL.
He's trash.
Dude,
what
is
his fucking name? Yeah, if you listen to this, you suck.
Trash.
Play better, because your ratings are terrible.
In NHL.
He let a puck hit him in the mask, go over his head, and roll down to the goal. And I was like,
wow.
You couldn't react?
Even in NHL, like Korpisalo, which I thought was a good goalie in real life, is one of the lowest ranked goalies.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Dude, the Blue Jackets,
the Blue Jackets
trash.
Goalies are like that's 78. Crazy. And like a 73.
Everybody else's is like 92.
Yeah, I played the Penguins one was like 96. I had 70, like, I think I had 62 shots. and he didn't let one go in. I didn't even hit a pole. I was like,
I didn't hit a pole.
I was like, he's going to knock down everything.
I can't even get the ting.
I was doing one time, so he was just fucking like a machine. I was like, this is ridiculous. I was like, but fucking, this is good.
Yeah, that game can fucking blow me.
Bro, one of the best moments of my whole entire life I've had was when my man was so frustrated, he's almost in tears, and he stands up. He's like, I'm going to delete this game from my system. He's like, why? Why would you make it so hard? He's like, did you put all those controls in there and confuse
all I want to do is press this,
that was his life. He literally, he felt personally attacked by the developers. They were out to get him. He was like, you put all these controls in there to confuse me? So I don't know what I'm doing?
That's what you do. You just had it. Dude, you can't handle it.
So somewhere out in NHL 20 land, there's an unfinished game of Steve. I literally closed the application in the middle of the game. Didn't even pause it, and I haven't fucking turned it on since.
I literally thought he was going to delete it from the system. Like, I've never seen him so angry with his
game. Are you planning on playing it again?
No, not for the foreseeable future.
Here's what I did. I after I lost three or four in a row without scoring a goal, I was like, let me go into training. Because there's a lot of controls. I don't know.
Dude,
I don't know what
the training
do.
Takes forever.
This motherfucker feels like a Mortal Kombat combo system.
Dude,
yeah. You hit left, up, right circle, you do a backspin. I was like,
yeah, and you got to go like certain angles with the right stick. Dude, the controls are fucking hard.
And then like I figured out how to do one where like you skate, and then like instead of like shooting it, he'll like go to the side and like tap it in like that.
Yeah.
You have to like, you hold both, and then you have to click L1 and R1 at the same time, and he fucking does that.
And then he just like,
oof. Yeah.
But at the same time, you have to deke with your fucking hand.
Yeah, you have to move it. So I went back. So after I lost,
I am getting uncomfortable.
He is literally, wow.
Here, and then I went. So I was like, you know what? Am I this bad? So I went back to 19, the last year's NHL.
Played much better.
And I played the same sliders, same rules, same everything, and I won 3-2. So I went back to that one, played again, lost 7-0. What the fuck?
What is going on?
I was doing the same shit. Nothing winning.
I will say I was better at NHL 19 because I enjoyed it more.
It was fun. when you enjoy something, it's fun.
I might just go play NHL 19 and start a franchise.
There you go.
Dude, the one thing I noticed about 19 was like it was slower. Like 20's fast. Like
it is very fast.
Like it's like split. You don't have time to fucking. Here's what pissed me off.
You don't have time to fuck around, bro.
Now that we're thinking about it, so every time I get around to goal to shoot. They either poke it away, or I go to shoot and they hit me. Or they keep bumping me. My dude's like shaking. Well, I'm like, fucking hit me.
Or they have they somehow have 9 people standing in front of the goal. You're like, where did all these skaters
I like the fucking thing that pops up above his head. Your shot was blocked. Really? I didn't know.
And then they'll take it down all the way down the ice.
And then
they'll go around the fucking goal, and then they'll fucking pass it and one time it, and then that dude will miss, but there'll be a rebounder, and he just fucking knocks.
And my goalie's still over here, wondering where he's going. Meanwhile, my defenders are nowhere to be found.
I'm going to go turn it on and delete this shit right now. I'm boiling. I am boiling.
Ladies and gentlemen, I wish you could be here with us because I have two very sweaty, angry men with
me
right now.
It's hot, bro. I'm hot in here now.
Yeah, it's hot. I'm uncomfortable.
That game, like, Andrea asked me, she said, how's it going? And I was like, I just looked at her. Not now.
Well, on another note, 2021 Michigan Wolverines are doing pretty good.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they're number 3 in the nation right now.
At least you're winning.
Yeah. No, that's because I play on easy, so it's all good.
That's true.
It's all right, my guy.
And
I play on easy and suck, so.
Jordan Love is the future of the NFL, apparently. Mm.
Yes.
Because Lamar Jackson's going to tear his ACL completely.
He already did. Remember, tear. He was out to week 13 of the next season. And in that time, I drafted Jordan Love, developed him. He's only like 7 overall difference away from Lamar Jackson now.
Yeah. Mm.
And I put back, I let Lamar come in for 2 weeks. And I epically failed with him as my quarterback. And then I put Jordan Love in, and he came in and was...
He's a goat.
Jordan Love fits Steve-O's style of play.
Mm. Yeah.
What Steve-O likes to do, Jordan Love fits. What Lamar Jackson does
he's
not
too
fit
much
Steve-O's.
Like, yeah. He's like a Ferrari.
Yeah.
He is.
Yeah.
He needs to drive a Chevette. Like a Honda or something.
I need a Civic.
Yeah. Right. Like V6. Not a V12. No.
Ooh, twice in one episode?
MLB The Show's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
I love that game.
Yeah. I'm excited. Who's going to be cover athlete? Have they announced
that?
Try it's not like Rendon or someone like that.
I forget who it is. Someone pretty good.
It's not going to be the pitcher that just got signed in the Yankees for the $300
Garrett Cole? No. They released it early. I think it's shortstop from Houston.
This is the show 20, right?
Yeah.
Because they're always on year.
I want to say it's a shortstop from Houston, but I can't remember. Someone really good. Last year was Bryce Harper.
Yeah. Is Houston still getting respect after all the...
Javier Baez.
Yeah, from the Cubs.
Yep.
After all the allegations of...
I don't know. They're cheaters,
bro. March 17th, 2020, bro.
But so are the Patriots, and they're six-time Super Bowl champions.
Yeah, so, hey,
Tom Brady's the GOAT.
Also big news on MLB 20. They're not... In 2021, starting in 2021, they're not going to be a
PlayStation PS4 exclusive.
They're not going to be a PlayStation exclusive.
They're coming to Xbox.
Oh, they're going to Xbox, huh?
Xbox is getting a baseball
Xbox
game.
Xbox hasn't had a baseball game. They've had, like, MLB... Or it's like I think it's MIB or MLB.
Yeah, it's MLB.
Yeah, it's
trash. But it's like a fake trash game.
Yeah, that makes sense.
This game's
It's like a college football game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, if they release a new college football game.
That'd be dope.
It's coming.
I'm going to cry.
It's coming.
Joe Burrow on the cover.
I'm not even joking you when I tell you that they're... I will take vacation for a week off of work.
Same. And just play NCAA.
To dedicate to the new NCAA.
I might take
NCAA.
Two.
Dude, fuck.
As I might just lose my job.
As soon as they said, like, if they release it back, like, it used to be, like, July 8th, July 9th, July 10th, 11th, you're always
around
there.
I'm going to take July off.
That means from July 10th through the 28th, I'm off.
Yeah.
I'm playing.
Dude, I would love that.
I'm not shaving. I'm not showering. I'm playing.
Would that convince you to get a new system?
Yes, if it was a new exclusive, exclusive, yes.
You would
new
have
system
to sacrifice
system, I would. No,
NCAA,
I absolutely would.
And that's terrible. NCAA
yeah,
is so
no,
good.
I totally would. If it was...
Well, it's not going to come to current gen anyways, let's be honest. If they're going to develop it, they're developing it for PS5.
Yeah PS5. I'd get that new Xbox air conditioner.
The new shape is a little wild.
What the hell?
What are we doing there?
And it's called the Xbox Series X?
Yeah, like trash.
What are we doing, Mike?
What happened to Xbox just 720? Something cool.
Something...
Yeah.
Or Xbox 360? 2?
Yeah, Xbox 2.
What are we... Excuse me. Why wasn't it called Xbox 2?
Yeah.
Right, you had Xbox 1 as your last one.
That'd
Xbox
be like PlayStation 5 coming out, like PlayStation Series Double X or Double D. I was like,
double
what?
D. I like that.
The PS4 has made me a PlayStation dude forever now.
PlayStation, I like the controller better.
I do too.
And the exclusive games they have, like if you're a big gamer, the exclusive ones they've had, Spider-Man, was phenomenal. Best game I've ever played. You played a little bit. You guys got to see a little bit. That's another one. A lot of combos.
A lot of combos, man. I'm not fucking around with combos.
No. Trying to think. Like Red Dead 2, not an exclusive, but it was crazy.
What is them?
Uncharted? Last of Us.
The Uncharted.
Uncharted. Last of Us was really good. And will be the show for time being.
You ever play Alan Wake?
That game is crazy.
Dude. Yeah. You had that fucking flashlight, dude.
Yeah. I'm honestly not that big of a gamer. Like, I enjoy playing games,
you
but
play
I've never been like...
You're an NCAA guy.
Right now I am, but like, even like, before, like, there were like, I have like niche games that like I'm into, but like, I've never been like...
Yeah, like he bought you Midnight Club. You didn't even put that
in. I played that. I played the shit out of that.
Well, I haven't seen it.
I haven't played it recently.
Yeah,
you know, I miss where I would come over here and you were on Michigan... And he was on whatever fucking NFL team he was. Because I had something to watch. Now I come over here, there's nothing happening. What's going on?
I was talking about, man. I was playing
video
music
games
and cooking food.
Video games.
I was cooking food and playing music.
Because I had to watch the Chiefs.
I was
rape
grumpy.
The Bears.
I was grumpy.
The Chiefs
you were.
I was a grumpy cat.
He was a little grumpy, you guys.
He did.
It's all right, though.
It's okay. It happens.
It's fixed.
It is. It's all good.
It's because we're creators.
We're creating content. That's what we do.
Yep.
Oh shit! I hope you guys enjoy our content.
My God, suck my pussy!
I'm gonna create this content all over your face.
So when we
push this dick all over,
what if
your
we did?
Nose.
Whoever lost the 5K has to shave their beard off.
Oh no! Absolutely not. Nope. Nope.
You can fuck off. You paint your nails, faggot.
You
paint your nails, faggot.
That's good.
Yeah, no, this beard's never coming
not.
Off.
No, sir. Nope.
If this beard comes off...
I feel like he could grow his... Like, it's going to take a while for that.
Mine's a struggle, by God. To get to where I'm at now, it takes a long time.
Yeah.
Okay. This is the problem with my beard. It's just so wild and, like, wiry and, like...
You should try to straighten
it. It's fucking...
You should try to straighten it, my guy.
It's not... It has length.
I've had it happen once, but
how was that?
It actually didn't turn out as bad as I thought. No, it was gonna...
yeah, it was his hair that he decided to fucking straighten. That looked weird.
It did like it look a little weird, yeah.
But yeah, mine just like curls up and bunches up.
So is mine. Like... mine curls.
Bro, I'm telling you, man, I blow dry it every day with a comb.
That's just too much work, man.
That's a lot of work.
So this is what this is my regimen.
With a great beard comes great responsibility.
You know, this is my regimen.
I'm listening. Go ahead.
I just take a shower, shampoo the beard, get the fuck out, dry it off, comb it up with my brush, and then I comb it down with my actual like wooden beard comb, and then I do the beard oil, rub that in, and then comb it down one more time, and then whatever.
That's
it does,
a solid routine.
Whatever it does, routine. It does.
Yeah. I just want to have, like, this, like, beard. It's not an oil. It's like balm. And you can kind of shape it a little bit.
Yep, yep.
I use that for, like, a date night that, or something.
Because I can get it delayed better.
Because at least it, like, it holds it a little better.
Yeah, it does.
Because when it's really long, this shit just... when you ever wake up and your shit just pushed up, and you wake, you look in the mirror like, damn, bro.
You have a fucking deadhead on your beard?
Yeah. Have you ever woken up with your beard in your mouth?
Yeah.
That's fun. You're
like, yeah, when it would be really long, it'd get in my mouth.
Or like you're slobbering and like this is just a pool of just fucking pool of slobber.
Yeah. Oh, speaking so I went to the Zoo Lights.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
Yeah,
man.
And
did you get hot chocolate?
I did.
How?
It actually wasn't hot at all.
Like, really?
Because I started laughing before I sipped it. And I was like, I'm preparing myself for this, like to burn my mouth, but it wasn't. Really? It was at the end of the night, so it was probably
so it'd been sitting there for at least 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
Well, look, there's a game. We fucking use the mouth numbing stuff, and then we drink the hot chocolate from the zoo, bro.
That's such a bad idea, dude.
Yeah, that way we have fourth degree burns on our tongue.
Yeah, that's a great idea. That's so weird.
Then we come here first to talk.
First one to tap out,
Lou.
So we had a spelling last night.
It was so fun.
We had a good time at the zoo.
You don't have a roof in your mouth anymore. It's just... nasal cavity.
Thanks to Colin's Lou for having us.
People would be like, huh?
Our rap song would be incredible.
It would.
It sound like Future or some shit, bro.
You're like,
I'm sorry, go
but
ahead.
But no, so I did. And then, like, Andrea goes, oh, you have a little something, like, right here. And I was like, oh, so she went like that. She goes, what is that? Why is it wet? And I was like, I don't know, like. I haven't had anything. And I was like, oh, wait, that's probably snot because it's cold out. Yeah. And she was like, ew. I was like, oh, that's what that's there for. Catches
yeah,
it.
Man. The mustaches is where it's at.
Here's what I've noticed with this because I've never had a mustache. I usually shaved it off. I ate a peanut butter and jelly.
Mm-hmm.
Got a lot of issues. Jelly got in there and it's like sticky.
It's called the flavor saver for a reason, my guy.
I know, but there's...
You don't realize that it gets in there and like you go to like rip your lips the other like an hour later.
I can't say that. Never mind. Nope, I would have gotten in trouble for that one.
So I was talking to Loro.
Yeah,
and he told me that he had some issues.
Yeah,
with it.
He went down somewhere.
Yeah, he went down to the Paradise City where the grass is green, the girls are pretty.
Yeah, and he
pussy.
Yeah, man.
I noticed that. So when that came
that's
up,
the original flavor saver.
It was all over the place.
Yeah, that happens, my guy.
Something about Mary for the beard.
Something about Mary for the beard.
That's part funny.
That's a cut.
Yeah, probably. More likely.
But yeah, that's a real thing.
It is.
And I mean, ain't nothing wrong with eating pussy.
No.
No. Just
and actually, I think it's kind of good for the beard. Like, it seems to be a little shine in there sometimes. When you
is that why it's just so shiny?
Yeah.
Damn. It's not shiny, my guy.
God.
No wonder he didn't want any cookies.
Not shiny, my guy.
He actually did eat quite a few cookies. Oh, so did I though.
Cookies. I've had some fucking
I'm
cookies.
I'm almost like cookied up here.
Oh boy.
I didn't expect that! What the fuck was that?
It sounded like it was asking a question. It sounded like it was asking a question.
Oh, dude, smell the mic.
No. Come on, man.
Smell it. He almost threw up. When I tell you it smells like asshole.
Legitimately smell like asshole. Ladies and gentlemen, I can attest to you that microphone smelled like straight booty hole.
Oh.
Wow. My God. And like, it was kind of a dick move because as I was going forward, he pushed it closer. So like my little whiff
like
became full on just like, here you go. Oh, boy. Sorry, Davis. Man, that was rough. That was a good one, my guy.
So that went all up in your throat.
That literally sounded like it was asking a question. It did. Like, can I get out now?
Now?
Is it safe?
This is Steven's asshole?
Do you know the Muffin Man?
I had a muffin today.
Ooh. Mm. From like Costco muffin?
No. Well, it's from our upstairs little thing.
What kind? Oh, okay.
What kind? Otis Spunkmeyer. Like, ooh, banana Spunkmeyer. Muffin. Ooh. Yeah. Mm. Those bitches are good.
Not
yeah.
the biggest. Like, I'll eat banana, it's not my favorite, but it's, not but my
it's
favorite.
Still good.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Blueberry, I think, is my favorite muffin.
Blueberries are really
good. I do. That's such a classic. It was so good. Also, yeah, poppy man. Seed.
Schneider's.
The almond poppy at Costco?
Yeah, with that, like, citrusy, oh, just so amazingness.
Every,
yeah,
time,
dude.
Every time I go to Schneider's, get donuts, I get Andre a, it's like a coffee, like, dark chocolate mix muffin.
Oh, that sounds
she,
amazing.
Like, I used to get her the blueberry one, and then one time she was like, we have a mocha chocolate, like, double chocolate muffin. I was like, yeah, that sounds good. And Andre was like, yeah, I want that for now. So I was like, then I tasted it. I don't even like coffee flavor stuff, but it was like.
Dude, you need to go there and meet one of them.
The double chocolate chocolate.
Double chocolate chocolate?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. But sometimes it's like too much. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like maybe like give me like a little like sliver of that one.
Yeah.
That's about a little bit of too much chocolate.
But the blueberries are definitely.
I like chocolate chip muffins.
Chocolate chip muffins? Yeah, when I'm it's white. Like the yeah. yeah, that's fair. Yeah, I like that too. Like yeah. the white.
Once in a while.
Yeah.
Our, the pumpkin pie, the pumpkin muffins are dope.
Those are good.
Right. Yeah, those are really good too. The and then the is, apple sugar the ones apple aren't bad. Yeah,
they
those
don't
were.
Have them
the only one I thought they did the apple crumb ones.
I don't think the apple crumb ones exist anymore, dude.
Oh, those were really good.
Apple crumbies?
Yeah, they had like crumbs on top with like they, cinnamon like, and like
and then like a caramel fucking.
Oh, they like drizzled some caramel and then like the inside had like that appley like vibe to it. It was so good. Mm-hmm. Just cinnamon apple goodness.
Yeah, I'm almost positive they don't exist anymore. Poppy seed are back though.
Okay, I do like poppy seed. That just good. That citrusy is just so refreshing.
I don't know if I've ever had that.
It almost tastes like a lemon cake.
Mm.
Like, almost.
Yeah.
My mom really likes, like, lemon stuff.
I love lemon stuff. I can sit and eat a lemon.
Bro, like, those my grandmother's cookies, dude. Those were really some of the best
cookies.
Yeah,
you guys like those. I don't really like orangey.
Dude, I was just thinking about that cookie today, actually.
I did, too. No lie, I did, too.
I still have some, and I will bring them this week for you guys. And she also made me some no-bakes. I don't know if you guys like those.
I fucking love no-bakes. Yeah, like no chocolate peanut butter oats? Come on.
Yeah, no-bakes. I fuck with
and
no
raisins.
Bakes.
With no-bakes?
Why not?
What?
Who puts raisins on no-bakes?
I've never had that
you
before.
Can.
No.
Why not?
Because it's a peanut butter, like, fudgy thing.
Yeah, but you can throw raisins in there if you want to.
If you put a raisin on a no-bake, I'm cutting your arms off.
Why not? Why?
That's like putting grapes on a peanut butter jelly.
That'd be good.
That would be terrible.
Slicing a couple of grapes.
That'd be sour, bro. Mm.
Grilled PB&J, though.
I've never had that.
That's amazing.
Have you had a grilled PB? Do you say PB&J?
PB&J?
Yeah, that
peanut
too.
Peanut butter and jelly?
Yeah. What do you say?
Peanut butter jelly.
So you don't say, like, you don't have, like,
I don't.
You don't cut it down?
No.
No, I say P&J.
P&J?
I like that. My family said P&J. That, so. But Andre was like... It's not P&J, it's PP&J or PB&J.
Yeah.
And I was like, how about you go fuck yourself? How about a little bit of that?
Well, I like the P&J because it's a play on E&J, which is like Mad Dog, like the alcohols. You know what I'm talking about? The 2020?
Mad Dog 2020s?
Yeah.
MD 2020s?
It used to be like E&J's and shit.
Dude, Mad Dog, you know Mad Dog's like...
that was like...
What else is...
That's underage drinking at its prime.
MD 2020s.
Mm-hmm.
There's another like...
Well, Four Loko.
Irish Rose.
Irish Rose, yeah.
Irish
you remember,
Rose,
si- remember Citrus Drop with Irish Rose? Oh, yeah.
White Claws.
White Claws are phenomenal. Those are so
they
good.
They are pretty good.
I love White Claws.
So drinkable. It's ridiculous. Like, I wanted to hate everything about them, and that finally happened. I was like, okay, you're this like, makes sense. Right, I get it.
Yeah.
You don't feel like shit the next day either if you like drink a ton of them.
Yeah. You can drink a ton of them.
Yeah.
They will get you drunk.
They will.
How much percentage alcohol are they?
They're like five.
Five and a half, maybe.
No, it's like a
beer. I enjoy Nike's.
Mike's Hard Lemonade?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are solid.
The strawberry one?
Mm.
Even though you look kind of bitchy drinking
it. Oh, you definitely look bitchy.
But it's delicious.
Bro, you got, you know, you're wearing your crop top. You got your nails painted.
Right.
It should have been
might
on
as well have a Mike's Hard.
Mike's Hard.
Might as well get your twisted tea out of the fridge.
It's crop top season, ladies and gentlemen. You just got a little underboob out because a little underboob
doesn't hurt nobody. Look at that. Is that hurting anybody right now?
That's hurting nobody. That's not hurting anybody.
You did a nipple check. You got to, bro. You know,
dude,
you
is that going to be the cover of you guys' album? With both of you guys doing that?
Crop top season gang gang.
That'd be great.
No, this is a serious project we're working
on. Oh, okay. It's 2 days before Christmas, so we're going to wrap
and
this up.
And all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
But,
come on, my guy.
Since it's 2 days before Christmas, even though this episode's coming out, like, a few days before New Year's.
Yeah.
What are your guys' Christmas plans? What are you guys doing? I know you said last week you weren't really sure. Have you got all your shopping done?
No.
I haven't even started.
Okay. Kohl's is open 24 hours.
I'm Love not it. Actually got robbery.
So he's going to arrive and like, here I am?
No, yeah. Jimmy, I'm probably only buying like my parents' shit.
Yeah. My present to people this year is my presents, unless you're like my parents.
Facts.
It's just one of those years, man. That's how I love you. Doesn't mean I don't love you.
Well, no.
I appreciate you.
It's not about like...
I might make some cookies.
Or something.
I might like try to find a day. Yeah. It might be after Christmas, but like...
you could even make something. I'm sure that would go over well. Yeah. Like absolutely. A letter or something.
I'm going to make
like
a song. Hand turkeys.
Hand turkeys? Hand turkeys?
Mm. Yeah.
Herkies?
Merry Christmas, ham turkeys.
Herkies. Yeah, no,
on that note, we have a new Twitter handle.
Actually, yes, this is exciting news. We used to have the worst Twitter handle in the podcast
game. It's no longer at @chest_hour.
No. No, it wasn't it. Wasn't it underscore? Yeah. It is now @OffOurChestPod.
Yeah.
Super easy to remember.
Boom.
Streamline.
It's pod without the cast.
If you click on our profile, because you'll see our logo with the three mics, that's our logo as our avatar. But if you click on our profile picture in the back, or background picture, whatever it is Steve-O's great nipples. Says Off Our Chest.
God damn it.
So that's worth awesome. That's worth a check.
That might be the, like, the... That's it. That was the greatest cover we've ever done.
That is the greatest cover we've ever done.
No, it's not.
My man threw a screwdriver in his nipple.
It was.
So cute. Because
everybody showed it to, they're like, on.
What is going
What's
on?
What's happening?
I literally sent my buddy at work wanted it, and I sent it to him, and then I had his old phone number that his son was using, like 8-year-old son. He's like, Dad, what's that? He's like, don't click on that.
Oh, that's fun. Funny. Well, we've hit.
I think this is the longest podcast we've ever had.
I was gonna say, we've been talking for a long time, my guys.
We're at 2 hours and almost 8 minutes.
Okay.
So I think it's time
to call it a night.
Yeah, because my back hurts.
Yeah, my back hurts. My throat hurts. I'm tired as fuck.
That's fair. I gotta work tomorrow. So
yeah, I
gotta wrap it up.
Yeah. So,
thanks, guys.
Yeah,
Steve, where can they find you?
SJ Mad. SJYMADD on Snapchat.
Mm-hmm.
Stevo _IDFK on Instagram. And everything else you cannot find me on.
If you follow his Snapchat, send him tit pics.
Yes. Or dick pics.
Or dick pics. We are non-judgmental here.
It's I do. Titties of all types.
Yeah.
It's true. Big titties, small titties, all titties.
All titties.
Brown, black,
yellow, white, guy, bald, hairy, bald. Don't matter.
Oh, yeah. All. Any nipple or tit?
Non-tits. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Dicks.
Innies. Yeah. Outies.
Yeah.
Belly buttons.
Fullies. Pepperonis. All that. Sausages. Ooh,
pepperonis.
Yeah. Little National salamis. National Geographic.
Ooh.
Actual salami.
Nat Geo.
Mm.
If you're looking for me on socials, most of them are under RockFan03. And then David Tower Evans for Facebook. Hit me up.
That's great. One of these times, I don't know what I'm saying. I have no idea.
No, one of these times, what, my guy?
I literally don't even know where I was going with
Ooh.
That. It literally went out of my head when I said that. I was going to say, like, one of these times when we film it, even though we haven't filmed one yet, we're going to just put the socials, like, on the screen. That way you guys don't see them.
That looks so official.
But we don't do that yet. Maybe we'll do that starting 2020. You never know.
Who knows?
Because we are content creators. We're out of here, guys.
All right.
Go follow the show. Go to Buzzsprout. It's offourchest.buzzsprout.com. It has all our episodes on there. Spotify should. have all the episodes on there. I think I figured that out.
Yeah, because my guy's a genius.
Yeah, I didn't get any love on that. We'll talk about that later. And
he was so upset.
He was.
And yeah, go check the show out on Facebook, Instagram. It's all on the same name now.
It's boom. Not, they're off our different. Chest.
So we're out of here, guys. Thank you guys for listening.
I need a fucking cigarette.
Stay sexy.